Blog Talk Radio.
By the people they thought they knew.
All of my worst nightmares came true.
The Devil You Know. All new series Wednesday, June 15th at 10. Only on Investigation Discovery.
Now playing on DirecTV Cinema.
Comes a comedy about what guys think they know.
The Where Are You text is like saying, I want to have sex with you. I just need to know how drunk you are.
And what girls really want.
Did you just open a car door for me? No one's ever done that for me before. Do it again.
Welcome to the new world of relationships.
You can use each other.
For sex, right?
That's so possible.
No, for this.
Value your friends. So does DirecTV. To DirecTV, you get $100 in bill credit, and they get $100 in bill credit on top of our best offer. Just give your account number to your friends and have them call 1-877-4-100-EACH. They must have your account number when they order. Refer up to 10 people and get $1,000 in bill credit. Then celebrate and watch the Benjamins stack up.
Sometimes I need to deep clean my carpet right away. Like when Mom suddenly decides to come to visit. We didn't have time to rent a machine, so we just used what we had on hand.
Honey, where are you? Marco!
Hello!
Fortunately, Bissell has a better way.
Own a Bissell ProHeat 2X, and it's there when you need it. It has dual brushes and a built-in heater for a deep-down clean. And it out-cleans traditional rentals. It's deep cleaning when you need it. The Bissell ProHeat 2X. Bissell. We need clean.
Distracted driving. About 25% of car crashes. Music, phones, food. The list goes on.
This is why safe drugs work.
Correct.
This is why the safe drugs take time for get a little.
Oh.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
More quality inclusion than any resort on the planet. 6 to 60%. Call 800 Sandals.
The shocking crimes you know. The new details you have heard. True crime with Aphrodite Jones. All new first attempts. Only on Investigate Discovery.
Do you think you know your love?
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get, your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor. I am the soothsayer of your world today. I'm trying my best not to lead you astray with my views. Y'all know we are here every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time
to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, for you motherfuckers who don't live on the East Coast, and you come looking for us at 8 o'clock, you're not going to get us. I had somebody say, I called into the show yesterday. I said, that's where you fucked up. We don't broadcast on Wednesday. It's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tell your friends, tell your people. Join the group. Get in with a lot of things. Now, I left the air, and I was talking to my girl, Miss Moscato, and we're going to go to her first. We'll bring her back in, and she wanted to discuss the whole idea of this wife versus wifey, because that is what we are talking about today on the show. So how are you doing, darling?
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm fine, that's what they say, but most of them haven't seen me from the waist down. But I do want to ask you, have you heard this word? Again, I keep hearing these words. There was this song, Sherman, you're my wife. And I was like, what is this? What is a wife? You hood, you know what it is. What is it?
You know what? I think it depends on who you're talking to, because I haven't really heard this word from my friends or colleagues or anything like that. Anyone that's around my age, I think I've heard this word mainly from the younger generation, like within their teens or 20s. And to be honest with you, I hear this word more from men than I do from women. But I guess that's just what I hear. The whole wifey term, like, for example, I have a cousin, and she has this website. She's actually on your page, but she has this website called Wifey in Training. And, right, from her definition, from her blog site, the whole wifey in training is kind of similar. It's not about wifey as what you would consider it. It's more so about women who aspire to be married, who aspire to be wives, and most of these women that are part of this little group that she has obtained are like young females who are single, no kids, and she talks about these, and she's actually on Facebook, but she talks about these subjects that are more so about relationships and relationship building, and she speaks on the woman versus the man behalf, but she even has a t-shirt line. I really like it, to be honest with you, but that was the first time I really was introduced into this whole wifey type thing. Now, of course, what I do, I'm always supposed to be like abreast of what the kids are doing, what the kids are saying. Yes. So
it's hard for you not to be a friend.
I was going to say, whatever. You know what I'm saying. I'm supposed to be up on what the kids and stuff are doing, and I haven't heard anything coming from like the 30 and older crowd. I only heard this term being used from the 20s and teens, but I hear more men saying it than I hear women. So I don't know.
Right.
You explain to me what the wifey term, right?
I hear women saying it. I mean, excuse me. I hear men saying it. I agree with you. I hear men saying it, but it's almost like it's a title that women want. Black women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? So why is it a title that they're, you know, it's like, you remember when Biggie Smalls used to say, just me and my bitch, and women liked it. Women like hearing themselves be called bitch. As long as you put my in front of it. I didn't get it, but it worked for them. And wifey seems to be another one of those terms that a man can say it, and a woman finds it an endearing term. Tell me what's it, since you know what it means, or you've seen the different ways it's been used, what do you find endearing about it?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if as far as classification, if it gives them this higher class of a woman that they expect them to be. Because, like I said, I don't really hear it as much in my generation, or, you know, my age group, I would say that. that I would say, I don't know, if it's about just feeling like you are a higher class than all the other women. I mean, I wouldn't want anyone to say, yeah, that's my wifey. I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, that's my man, that's my woman, or that's as far as that goes. But it just seems like it's that women are wanting to put themselves in a higher class than other women. I don't know if it makes them feel even more special, or if it boosts their self-esteem, or if it makes them more confident in the relationship that they're in. Because to me, it doesn't make any sense. Now, what she does, it makes sense. But because she's not looking at, when she says wifey, she's not looking at, you know, as being a side chick or, you know,
so
she's looking at actually a
wife
term. Yes.
Okay, she's just saying it's just a nice way. It's kind of like when you...
Yeah,
but
she's
saying
wifey in training, so she's looking like a wife term. Like, you know, how can you, how can white, I'm sorry, white, how can women in general...
It's a Freudian slip.
How can women in general bring themselves to the level to where they can be wife material versus just a side chick? So that's how her blog is set up, and the interpretation that she's trying to, you know, set on everyone else. But other than that,
Now I saw somebody said something cute. They said to them, it's the same as calling somebody a bottom bitch. Have you ever heard this?
Yeah, I heard bottom bitch definitely.
Now, what does that mean? Because I'm tell you, I'm pretty lame. If you know me, you know I'm lame. I'm going to tell you to your face.
Well, the way I always looked at, I don't know. And like I said, we all have different interpretations of what it means.
Because I thought a bottom
bitch
was the man who let the dude, I thought it was a gay term. Like, for the gay man, you the one on the bottom.
No, I would say the way I always looked at the bottom bitch is, this was the female that was, I always looked at this was someone that was always just down for whatever. Whatever you was down for, she was down for. Whatever it was, whenever it was wrong or if it was right, she was down for it. She had your back. This is the bottom bitch. Meaning she would do things that, like, for example, and I'm going to give you an example. If you're a drug dealer and you selling drugs or something like that, she'll hide the drugs for you. And that's the way I always perceive a bottom bitch to be. Like,
she'll
hide the drugs for you. Yeah. She'll sit up here. Now, I may be wrong, and people's perceptions of what a bottom bitch may be different from what I'm saying. But the way
that's
I look
my
at it is...
too.
Right. Okay.
Well, you know,
she's down for
I'm
you
100%.
Lying,
so I'm
she's going to jail for you.
She'll go to jail for you. That's called a dumb bitch.
But, you know, that's what they call them. Like, she had your back. If she had to be up in court up against a judge and the judge was saying he did this, almost like, what was that movie? It was, okay, I'm going to give you an example. It was one of Tyler Perry's Daddy's Little Girls. And remember the little hood girl? I can't remember her name. But they was in the court.
Tasha Smith.
And they was in the court, and she was like, oh, hell no, that's not good. And she was like, no, he didn't do this. And he, you know, that's a bottom bitch.
It's the main girl that's down for whatever, the one you trust with your money if you got to go to jail.
Right.
How about that?
Right.
Okay, right. Now, I like
she
that.
She would even go to jail for you in some cases, but, you know.
I always thought, like, situations like this when you say wifey, you said you wouldn't want to be called that. You said I can call you my girl or what
not
about
woman,
my bitch?
Or...
Are you that? Come on, you got to, that is sweet in a way. I used to be against it. I ain't against it no more. And
you know you hood when you, and you know you hood because you driving Impala. So let's act like you ain't hood. So you like that a little bit. You a woman in a car that's bigger than every other car in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I dated a chick drove a big ass Expedition. I said you can't fuck with this chick. She jumped out that Expedition was every bit of 5'3". 100
right.
pounds.
Well, you know, you got them hood chicks. And I want to say, I want to say something a little off the subject, just if you don't mind for 2 seconds.
No, go ahead.
I want to say something to Carl. And I wonder, because he might know my family, because I got to all I want to say, Carl, if you know some hood family off of 5 Mile and Finkel, 8 Mile and Finkel. We might be related, but I got the Boozy family in Detroit too, so I got two sets of family in Detroit.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, y'all talk.
You know I'm always there.
I'm just wondering if you know some hood, like straight up family off of 8 Mile and Finkel, because are you on the west side?
Oh, no, no. I'm actually in the outskirts, like Lincoln Park.
Okay, so you more like with my Boozy folks. Okay.
But I'm not Boozy. I was raised in South of Detroit. But you mean my last name is King. Now I mean,
okay.
I don't know if you knew what my last name was, but I don't have no family.
I'll be in Detroit soon to visit my family, and I got two sides of Detroit. I got my hood side, and I got my Boozy side. So I'm going to go stay with the Boozy side, but of course I got to go visit my hood side at the same time. So I was just kind of wondering if y'all was kind of related, because when I listen to you, I'm just like, he is straight Detroit, like west side, 8 Mile, potholes. Like,
and can I tell you what a wifey is too while we here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Now, the true term of wifey, and I mean, I know they're going to cuss me out later because I'm the realest person on here. You know, brothers, you know how you, when you're playing with something, see, first off, if you got another woman, if you got a wife, if you got a real bottom bitch, and your bottom bitch actually comes from pimps having a stable, and the bottom bitch is the one who make all of the hoes act right, do this, she the one. You know, she the one. She might not hit the corners as much. She still fuck for money, though. That's where it all came from, but she the one, like, who keep. No, if a pimp have a stable of women, his bottom bitch is the one he's the closest to. The one who even will jump on them other bitches for him sometime when they not when they get him in line. That's what a true bottom bitch is. That's where the terminology came from.
Okay.
But, you know, guys just start calling bottom bitches, you know, they booed because that's who with them. They just turn it at, but it comes from the whole pimp thing. And a wifey, pretty much, you know how niggas have another woman, but you got this girl you stringing along, and you go, no, I'm going to make you my wifey one day, boo, because when you talk to a girl that's stupid, you got to make it rhyme and shit like that. I mean, that's why hoes follow. That's why pimps rhyme. It's simple. So you go, no, one day you're going to be my wifey because you didn't want to call her your wife. You didn't want to say no dumb shit like that. So you put wifey with it. It sound cute. She go for things that's cutesy. She start saying it. A wifey don't stand a chance in hell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference. I mean, if a brother got a wife and he really got a wife, that's what he call her. You know, wife is a term of endearment. Wife is a term of respect. Just like a baby mama is not a term of respect. You know, my daughter's mother, that's who she is. You know, she's the mother of my child. She ain't never my BD. She ain't never my baby mama. And wifey just stem from a nigga leading a chick on, and she telling her friends, girl, he say I'm wifey material. You know, that's like, I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
they're using it differently than what the young crowd are definitely using it differently than
say,
what
I
want to
add to
that.
Go ahead, Miss Moe, and then
I'll
go back to Carl. I'd like to hear that.
That's
for Carl.
Okay. All right. Well,
Carl,
I just wanted to
go ahead,
add
and then I'll ask Carl a question.
Okay. I wanted to add to that about the wifey. Also, you know, with our black community, we have a lot of words that we use. Like you said, the baby mama, like that's supposed to be so respectful, and it's not. And also, we've turned wifey into that. It's just something to try to make us feel better. Like when you see in the different columns, the boxes and things where they have the list of the wifeys, they're not married to anybody. And
exactly.
List when you have Gabrielle Union there, and they just call them wifey to make them feel better. What else do you call them? Jump off. So we just try to use wifey to soften the blow, but it's still the same thing. Y'all got these married men that you date. Now you playing wifey, which they had a wife.
you done ran
exactly.
in on them, and you still not anybody. So that's what we're using
exactly.
it as.
That's exactly
Ma.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Ma, do you hear too many people in your age group, though, using that term of wifey, or is it more yes. so the younger generation? Because that's what I hear. I don't hear too many people.
I'm like,
it's most generation they call them cock. It's most generation they call them concubines.
I don't need you to answer. First of all, when he says he's old, I am older than he is, so that's the first thing. So with that being said, no, I hear it like he said. I read
and
about
I'm,
it.
And I'm old. And I'm older than both of them.
See what I'm saying?
And I'm in my 30s.
See, well, we passed. I'm past all that. So, with that being said, if somebody called me wifey, I would probably come unglued. I don't want to be
exactly.
called that. I don't want to be known as somebody's wifey. That's just ugly.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
All right, panel. I want Carl to start this answer this started off. I heard what y'all said. Now I want to pose something to y'all and see what y'all thinking. I'll go around, but I'll start with Carl. Black people, starting with the word nigger, have always taken negative words and tried to make them somewhat positive. Baby's daddy, common sense would say, like y'all said, is negative. It is putting someone down.
Mm-hmm.
You try to put a spin on it that somehow is cute. Then they had a song, "Daddy, baby, daddy."
Mm-hmm.
Try to make it cute. We did it with nigger.
We're taking the power back. We call ourselves niggers. Now we got power.
Mm-hmm. Wifey, bottom bitch. Just bitch. You remember Biggie Smalls? Just me and
mm-hmm.
my bitch. And I used to walk around and hear girls saying, "That's I'm his bitch." I heard girls say that.
Mm-hmm.
Carl, do you think that black people just have an ability to make disrespectful things somehow respectful so we can get away with saying it in public settings?
Well, I think that this is the craziest thing about being black. Being black, you have to be a chameleon of sorts. You have to be very absorbent. You have to be
mm-hmm.
used to all the malice that comes from all different places. So in order to see, one thing blacks do, we rejuvenate ourselves. So the thing is when we take something like that, it takes the sting out of it when you call a woman a bitch so much. Whereas you put any kind of adjective in front of it, she with it like she's a bad bitch. She's a good bitch. And all of a sudden, the bitch goes, "I am a good bitch, ain't I? I might be a bitch, but I'm a good bitch." You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just we brainwash ourselves to give ourselves all these labels, and we say that they don't bother us, but at the same time, if it didn't really bother us, like the whole nigga thing, I mean, I'm very guilty of that. I say nigga more than I say my name. And it's just that, you know, it's just that it gets to a point, if it didn't really bother you, the word didn't bother you at all, you wouldn't care who said it. Now, if another black man calls you a nigga and don't even know you, you take offense. Because the thing is, you ain't friends enough with me to call me a nigga. I mean, you got to be like, you got to be in my family or somebody I love to call me a nigga. You just can't walk up, "What up, nigga?" And you don't know, who the fuck is he talking to?
Yeah,
you know, like, damn,
him.
I thought we was niggas together. You know what I'm saying? And most definitely, a lot of young girls... And this is sad, you know, and I'm a part of that too. A lot of young girls fuck a lot of married men. I mean, young girls
mm-hmm.
these days, especially from where I'm in Detroit, from where I'm at, you got young girls who cling to older niggas. Because, see, but oddly enough, there's a lot of young dope selling niggas out here, but they dying so quick. You know what I'm saying? It's a dinosaur. The young girls look to older guys who got wives, got families, because they're looking for stability in their lives. So they understand playing second fiddle, and they understand saying wifey is not being a wife, but actually just being a part of the whole thing altogether, and they do it. And these young girls, like, they call the boyfriends, "I'm his wifey." So they get married so much. It's so desensitized to a young girl actually having a real husband in her life, because every guy she dates, I'm talking about these 17, 18-year-old girls, they call the nigga, she was, "Oh, I'm his wifey." He say, "That's my wifey." Then the week later after they fucking broke up, he got another wifey. She got it. And she
mm-hmm.
goes, "I used to be his wifey. Bitch, you ain't his real wifey." And I watch little girls on Facebook going, "Bitch, you ain't his real wifey," spelling the words all backwards and shit and using two Y's and my and all this crazy shit. I'm like, and that's just the that's just the part of our the new generation. They really kind of backwards and fucked up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really think the white folks have to really worry about us. And they, even though Dick Gregory said a long time ago, it's not that the black man is taking such a step forward, it's the white man tends to take a step backwards. But, I mean, now at this point, the way the generation is going, everything that anybody has fought for or any right that we've won, they most definitely throwing that back in the nigga's face.
And I'll agree, and I'll go over to Ms. Moscato. I want to ask you, do you think I kind of hit something on the head when I said, do you think I kind of hit something on the head when, and Carl said the same thing? We become desensitized. We have too many words in the black community that we just make them somehow become good. But we have too many things that we make become good things. I had a girl go off on me today all because I made the analogy about STDs and kids. I said STDs and kids are the same thing. You got them from somebody else and your next person got to deal with them. Or it. But she got mad.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, people want us to talk nice and kindly about things. Do you think this wifey is one of those things, Ms. Moscato?
Well, I think if I'm understanding correctly, I think I understand where you're coming from because of the simple fact that you know, other people have to deal, that's coming to the relationship, has to deal with kids that they don't normally have to deal with because they don't have any kids. Just like if I was coming to a relationship with someone who had an STD and next thing you know I contracted. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, what I'm saying is if I got an STD and I tell you I got an STD, it's not something you wanted. It's
right.
Something you'll deal with to be with me. But you didn't walk into it saying this is the ideal thing. It's the same thing when you dating somebody with kids if you don't have them. If you meet a chick at the club and she say, yeah, I'll suck your dick, you don't want the next words out of her mouth, or you wasn't hoping when you got out of bed that day for her to say, and I got kids. You deal with the fact that she has kids. You deal with the fact that somebody got crabs or whatever they got. It's something that they got from somebody else through having fun with somebody else, like kids. My daughter, I had a lot of fun with her mama getting that baby. If I marry a chick or date a chick, she got to deal with something that she didn't have no part in making.
Right.
And it's the same thing with an STD. You didn't give that motherfucker an STD, but if you got a big
one,
you
got
to deal with it.
It's like herpes. You should be like, the STD you're talking about is like herpes, because you ain't never going to get rid of it, pretty much. So there it is.
That's you, Casey Anthony.
Will date people with herpes.
Yeah. Well, you have to. What is it? It's one out of three motherfuckers got it. Y'all talking
right.
Like you don't. I'm going to answer the phones. One out of three of y'all motherfuckers got it. Sit in a room full of six niggas.
How many people on the phone right now?
Hell no.
And even if you ain't got it, a lot of y'all done slept with a motherfucker with it. You just didn't contract it.
Yeah.
And that's a sad, really. You know what I'm saying?
Man, nigga said that's sad.
Now that's sad. That's just sad.
I done made this nigga think about himself. That's sad.
But that's why I buy XL condos and shrink them with hair dryers. You know, that's why I do what I do.
Wow. One thing I can say is keeping up with these kids is almost impossible. And I know because I do this for a living. So keeping up with them is almost impossible because they always have something new that they're trying to, I don't know, I'm going to show my age, making cool or whatever they want to call it. So
You're right. Black folks' language is so fucking slick. Black folks' language,
almost,
you got the slickest ass language. I mean, every week it's a new fucking saying.
It's almost impossible, and I have almost all of my godchildren and nieces and nephews, niece, and you know, little cousins and stuff like that on Facebook and stuff, and I can't tell you half of the stuff they're talking about. I've learned to kind of decipher what they're saying because of the simple fact of what I do, and I need to know what the world they're saying, but it's very hard. So, like I
will agree with that, Moscato.
Yeah.
You can't.
You know what else is crazy?
I won't even hit the like button because I'm so scared. I don't know what they're talking about, so you don't want to hit it and try to encourage stupidity. So you just
no.
move on from it. You don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm.
But you know what I think is crazy?
I'm trying to find this new website that they have. I'm looking on my cousin's page right now just to tell you. I think it's Timber or Tumber or something like that. But it's a new thing, and it's like the worst thing ever for kids. But they are on it, and it's like it's some type of unsolicited, like, sexual late at night type of Facebook type situation.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you go ahead and inbox me that website?
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be in jail with it because these are like kids. All right. We want you to be in jail.
They got a website called
Fuckbook.
You can go to Fuckbook. They got a website. I was somewhere and something said Fuckbook all day. Looked just like Facebook with a bunch of naked folks on it. Fuckbook.
And, I'm talking about, calls for teenagers.
I'm just going to say I'm on that for research. When I go to the house and Chris Hansen be there, I'm going to tell him I was just doing research.
Well, I'm going to tell you now,
I don't have any money
to get you out of there.
I don't have no bail money. You on your own with that one, boo.
Chris, talking about Mr. Sotomayor, what you got in the bag? She told you to bring some condoms.
Wow.
She's going to say, do you have any condoms in the bag? Well, if you know me, Chris, no, because I don't wear those.
But on a serious note, I want to say, even the way we talk so messed up, how we change words around, black folks try to spin that and say, no, the reason we do that is because back in slavery time, we had to, you know, talk over the master's head, so we invented our own language.
Mm-hmm.
They try to take it back to that, when I'm like, okay, but that ain't make you start saying all this dumb shit now. I mean, ain't nobody changed up now. You ain't got to be saying all this crazy. I mean, because I look at what them kids write, and I be like, why do they have to spell everything wrong? I mean, really, what is the purpose going out of your way to spell something wrong?
Let me tell you this, Carl. This is when I knew black folks that went too damn far. The word is two fucking letters. And you spelled that wrong?
Exactly.
Yep. You know when black folks went too wrong, though, Tommy? Is when educated black folks like ourselves are able to understand what the hell they're talking about. And I have been trained to understand what the hell they are saying. So I can sit up here, and people are like, what they say? I'd be like, he said. Now that's sad.
You got to know what everybody's saying, even dumbasses. I understand what people
are
down
syndrome.
Right, and
that's true.
You got to, mm-hmm. Nigga in the family had Down syndrome. And, you know, sometimes he'd be talking, everybody be looking. You wouldn't laugh until he laughed.
You know he's finished. You know he's finished, and you just start laughing, too.
You know no money,
no
money.
He just said he's finna burn the house down.
My
brother was crazy like that, and he played with the salt and pepper on the table all the time. And keep in mind, this boy looked like he was rock hard. He was about 30-something years old, celebrated his birthday like with a birthday hat on like he was five, and they wanted me to sing to him. I did it, but she, his mama never left. No, she was trying to, you know, have sex with him. I was like, stop, your brother right in the room. She's like, but he ain't thinking about you. But she wasn't listening to what he was saying because he mumbling stuff, and I swear to God he was saying, get the fuck out of this house, I'm going to kick your ass. Get the fuck out of this house, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of this house. She was saying, no, he ain't. I was like, yes, he is, and trust me, this boy, he could have beat me up. This boy had muscles in his eyebrows. You hear me?
Yeah, that's killing me when the motherfuckers be so strong, they don't know their strength. This nigga don't talk about, I will fit so puppy. This nigga don't squeeze the shit out my dog.
You
can't
no
ask
sense,
this nigga to let
crazy.
Your dog go. I just want to pet him and touch him and love him.
You are so wrong for that.
I'm just saying. I told you not to let this motherfucker play with a dog. Damn it. The third one this week we gotta buy. These motherfucking these shih tzus ain't cheap.
And he's looking at everybody, tore it and ripped it in half. Somebody, he broke it. You know, I'm
just saying. He done brought it back to you like you can put it back together.
All I have to say to y'all parents out there, because I'm not one, so all I have to say to y'all is start snooping and figuring out what these kids are talking about, because they
right.
are definitely developing a totally different language. And the funny thing about it is they can sit there and talk to you very intelligently and be very intellectual when they're having a conversation with you. But they go and talk to their friends on Facebook or MySpace or whatever, just Tumblr thing they got going on, and you sit here and like, huh?
But see, here's the problem, and Carl alluded to it. We got grown-ass women taking this title, though.
Yeah.
We got motherfuckers in our age group who done been who got grandkids
mm-hmm.
with this fucking title. And think it's cute.
Mm. And that's the whole point. You know, because you have some people that never want to grow up.
Well, hold on, let Carl finish. Go ahead, Carl.
No, but you got some women who, and guys too, who always want to cling, like, and I mean, I always talk about how I'm guilty of something. I like young people, but I don't have to, you know, emanate them to be with them.
Right.
But you have people who,
exactly.
like, they want to do those same things and hang that and dress a certain way. And it's like, come on, boo, at some point, you know, jeggings should be jeans, boo. I mean, it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you have to grow up. But some people don't want to, so they'll run around and do that kind of stuff. I mean, I know chicks in the clubs with their daughters. I'm talking about seriously. I know a woman, 50-something mm-hmm. years old, just got a tattoo on her titty say juicy. I'm like, really?
Wow.
Really? I mean, how much juice could be left in there? I'll be honest. Like, she, instead of putting two cherries with the water dripping, she should have put, like, the seeds, you know what I'm saying? Some cherry seeds on them. You know, I just don't think you should be 50 years old getting a tattoo on your ass. I really don't. I just don't. But I mean, I guess in a way it kind of makes sense. It's already drooping, so it ain't gonna droop later. So you know.
But wait,
I guess it's,
does he
you know.
Have it going from one side to the other side, like on both cheeks?
Oh no, I don't know. Old lady got a butterfly like that. She got a wing on each cheek. It's like dig
oh,
that.
Oh goodness.
I know a chick like a stripper. I don't know if you're talking about the girl down here at Body Tap that got that pink butterfly on her ass. Is that who you're talking about?
No, this girl, and actually, it's really kind of crazy. I got a videotape of the whole ass. She's making it fly. No, she got a butterfly. Her whole entire ass is a butterfly. I mean, an intricate butterfly with different colors all on the wings and shit. Antenna coming off each booty hole hair. Some shit is like crazy.
And the girl down here that work at Body Tap, she had a beautiful one. Like he said, it was elaborate. That song bitch looked fantastic. I'm assuming
wow.
if she shit, it would look like a real butterfly, because you know the middle part of the butterfly.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, the saddest thing about this, I never uploaded this video of the girl doing it, because Kim Whitley is in it and Hope Flood is in the video, too. Because we was rehearsing for a play, when she came in and she started doing our videotape. You better never show nobody that. And I was like, just act crazy, Kim. I'll show it to the world. Make some money. See, I'm that dirty. I'm that person. Make some real money. Get the TMZ. Get next.
That's how I keep these girls acting straight. I make sure I have sex with them on camera. Act a fool if you want.
Wow.
Think something. I'm sorry. It's okay. You can bring the car back next week. I thought so, bitch.
No, but sex tapes work for white actresses. And white
yeah.
folks, sex tapes work for them. That's the whole
yeah.
point. They mean to do that. I mean, Kim Kardashian, I don't care who she is or who love her to this day. I don't care. I saw the Ray J tape. Ray J, he whack as hell because he was acting too. But I was like, really? Y'all had nothing else better to do, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
Jenna, watch this.
Black women and, the difference between black women and white women is this. White women understand their sexuality. They don't fight it. I remember in college. All white girls is hoes in high school and college. Then they go off and get married in their 30s. Black girls be hoes up until their 40s, 50s, and 60s and still talking about some you got to respect them, although their behavior
no, exactly.
doesn't show that.
No, my favorite white hoe is Monica Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky sucked that man dick, kept the dress, then went on tour talking about how she sucked that man dick and made $1 million. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
But think about it. She didn't
like,
want no money from him. She didn't try to... Look at what I talk about this all the time. I said white girls are totally content being groupies. Don't believe me? Look at how many fuck Tiger Woods but don't have no baby by Tiger Woods.
Right.
Tommy, can I ask
if
you a question?
Fuck, let me say this, though. If Tiger Woods had been fucking black girls, I guarantee you if he fucked 10 of them, 6 of them have his baby by now.
Can I ask y'all black men a question?
Go ahead.
Like, I'm black.
I know you black. If I can ask y'all a question, now, I'm about to be really ignorant about what I'm about to say, but I watch, I know, I watch Bachelorette or The Bachelor, whatever, all that kind of, that little white show that come on. Now, mind you, all these same white men that come on that show, they be like 23 to 28. And the girls that be on there as the Bachelorette, they be like 25 to 30. Okay? Now, granted, all of these women, all of these men are ready to marry at that age because the way I look at it, white men settled down and ready to marry have kids at a younger age, way younger age than black men are ready
whoever
to marry.
Told you, No.
That's backwards.
Oh, no, that's backwards. You see them, you remember going to school with white people. Don't you remember how much older
they
than
grandparents
your parents,
was
parents?
They grandparents was their parents. Is them their grandparents? White man
that looking old in
the I think y'all
a white man
has
killed children when he can afford them.
But see, I think y'all missing my point.
When they
subject themselves to going on to this little bachelorette show, whatever they want to call it, it's at the point where it's like their last minute. It's like the last call. Like I'm old now. I need to finally find someone to settle down. Now, mind you, these men are in their late 20s, and they are all white guys.
One
now,
is the show. Do you remember Beverly Hills
9? Being on this show.
Oh, hold on.
Late 20s.
Wait. Have you ever seen anybody off The Bachelor or The Bachelorette be married and 2 years later still be married?
Yeah.
If not, that lets you know it's a show.
It's a few of them. I can tell you. I don't know their names, but they're white.
What I'm trying to tell you is it's a show. Typically, white people were at their late 20s. Listen, there's a difference. White women, when they hit 30, they feel like they're old if they're not married or have a married prospect. White women have a different idea of themselves than black women. Black women be in their 40s and 50s talking about they still love being single. White women feel like they done let a motherfucker down. They hit 30 and ain't got no kids. Or they don't have a husband.
Exactly. But you got 30-year-old white women who, when they marry,
What I can also say is, and I'm only speaking from the people that I know, it's a lot of black women that feel that same way. However, once they get to that age and they realize, okay, hell, I'm not still married, then they try to put on this whole front of, I'm 30. I expected to be at this level when I'm 30, but I'm not.
They're not doing the things to get married. Again, typically, if you watch them white women, they're married to a guy that has reached a point where he want to get married. The woman in her mid to late 20s is marrying a man in his mid to late 30s.
30, exactly.
Black women still trying to be at the club.
You know, but the worst thing is black man, any smart black man knows we're a commodity. I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? I'm fat and I can still get a bunch of women, so I know it's scarce out there.
And he married.
Yeah, all that. You know, so I know it's messed up. And I think the black men kind of know that. You know, between going to jail and then the feuded and jumped over and became gay because they thought it was fashionable, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you know, I talk about black men, it's like platinum. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm rare. You know what I'm saying? I'm rare.
Think we're not used to marrying. We've never had to. Now, Ms. Moscato, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna come back to you too, Carl, because I want to bring in some more people because they're wondering why I'm not bringing them in. I think black people have become Ms. Mo. I think black people have been men and women. We don't get married because we're not used to seeing it. I'm just gonna be honest. We are not used to seeing it. As a matter of fact, and again, here's what I say: how black people turn positive things negative and negative things positive. We make fun of the nigga that's got both his parents when we little.
Yes.
He lame. You got your mama and your daddy. You lame. I bet they give you.
Well, we make fun of the ones that went to college or that's going to college. Man, ain't got time for that. That's silly.
Yeah, we the biggest. You can tell that black people like changing shit when we started wearing our pants backwards and inside out.
Yes. Changing it for the wrong. We always for the wrong.
We do some shit backwards all the time. Now I want to bring in a caller from the 813. I'm bringing my man Tristan.
And yeah, talking, please, dude. You set me up, man.
What you doing, Tristan?
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm playing motherfucking video games, man. I'm on this motherfucking playing Madden and shit, man.
Oh, you on that Madden? You done got it?
No, not the new one, man. I'm on the 11. I'm getting my chops straight, man. Nigga just fucked me over with a touchdown.
Well, I know you're going to mess
doing
up with
shit,
I'm going
to
be talking
to
you.
Nah,
no, okay,
I'm listening to you, though,
we
man.
Talking about wifey and wife. We talking about wifey and wife. What is the difference? You a young man. What's the difference?
Well, first off, man, your wifey, basically, on the holidays, whoever you with determine where her level is and what her class is. Your wife, you going to be with her on every holiday. Your wifey, you don't see her on her birthday, you don't see her nothing. There's nothing intimate or nothing like that involved. It's strictly that hard wood and nothing but riding a pine.
I say this
if
all the time.
I'm
get mad at me for saying that. They get mad at me when I say. Mm. I say, look.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I say, look. If you ain't never seen this nigga on your birthday,
yep. On 4th of July, I'm working. I'm working. It's Christmas Day. I got to work. McDonald's open still.
Now, when you hear this word, why do you think so many women seem to be okay with it? Like, they don't mind this word. Like, they like it.
Because they got to be called some hoe ain't good enough no more. Shit. I mean, for real, like, you just can't be called his hoe. Like, I'm his wife. You ain't got no range. You remember on Poetic Justice when your girl said, yeah, I'm his wife. That's where it come from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Maya Angelou mm-hmm. was over there talking about where's
mm-hmm.
your ring,
Regina
yeah.
King. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Because I don't
that
know where
that comes from.
Like that.
What's that?
I said, I don't know black history like that.
Oh, yeah, you can see that thing in the Tupac movie, man. You can go back and learn about Martin Luther King through Tupac.
That's right, because these shows, I don't know. So you telling mm-hmm. me something. So you saying this is something that's been used for a while.
Yeah, man, that's her, man. They went to a barbecue. I'm going to give you the setup, right? They were riding in a van, and they just popped up at a family reunion, right? And she was mm-hmm. like, yeah, this is my husband. She was like, where your ring? And she was like, I don't wear it. You don't wear your ring. Like, somebody who married always decipher, like, you know what I'm saying? You tell her you wifey, or you just hope.
Mm-hmm. So,
in other words, you have old school and new school. The old school knew she was lying and she wasn't nobody because she didn't even have her ring on.
No, this is bigger than old school, new school. Now, there's people who live that life and people who don't.
Right. Well, that's what I'm
you
saying.
Know what
and
I mean?
Explaining
like,
it, they know the beauty of being married as opposed to you just calling out something and you just somebody he's sleeping with.
Exactly. Exactly. My apologies for the vulgarity, but, you know, it's late.
No, you all right. But I'm listening at you, and when you're talking about this whole idea of wifey and wife, and it seems like it's something in the black community that's sticking around pretty tough, and these people are thinking that, you know, this is a good thing. What do you think makes the men want to call this? Well, I mean, what does the man owe a wifey? What does a wifey get?
A wifey, what she gets what's called sweetest date. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's a day where I ain't got no excuse to come to your house except some pussy, but I need to make up something to come see you to get where I need to go. You understand what I mean? Wifey get a call 4 times a day. Your wife get a call 4 times a day. Your wifey get a call at 4 in the morning.
I ain't calling down one of them hoes that much.
Shit, if you getting married, you best to check in, boy. Every 6 hours, you need to be on the clock.
I'm even checking in. Even when I'm with the side chick, I'm going to check in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, back in the day, like, what we did, man, is we used words like wifey and homie and stuff like that to substitute for real words in which people use, you know what I mean, for affection. You know what I mean? Like, that's an affectionate way of calling, you know, calling my hoe by a pet name, you know what I mean? Like, baby or whatever the case may be. The hey, wifey.
Okay. Now, again, if you were a father of a daughter and she came home and told you that was her relationship with this guy, how would you respond?
I'll cry, because my little girl is a hoe. For real. She done gave it up. She just had, I done did my job wrong.
You'd explain it to her that way?
No, I couldn't explain it to her that way, but in the back of my mind, I'd be like, damn, my little girl gone. For real. She done fell victim to the game.
So you would, but how would you explain it to her? Because you wouldn't want her to stay in that situation, or is that something you just let her work out on her own?
No, I don't have kids, so I assume, I got 4 goddaughters? So I tell them, basically a man going to be whatever you allow, whatever you set the standards for be, he will rise to meet that standard based on how much he likes. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? If a woman out there and she comfortable with being wifey, that man, that's how you see people in relationships for 17, 18, 20 years and stuff like that, because she allows that man to do that to her. You understand what I mean? Meaning that he don't have to claim his territory, he don't have to do nothing, you know what I mean, except just be there.
I feel you on that. All right, now I want to ask you a question before we move on. I want to ask you about what I asked everybody earlier, because I was talking about how Cornel West and Tavis Smiley are basically backstabbing the president. And you got all these people who feel like because Barack Obama's black, he should do a lot of black stuff for a lot of black people. I don't even know what black stuff is, but he should do a lot of black stuff, I guess. Maybe he should spell bills wrong. You know, he'd be sending a bill to Congress and he don't fuck around, spell it wrong. You know, put a lot of slang in it. He should start referring to his wifey. What do you think about that?
Black won't be satisfied until this nigga do a BET special with Jay-Z, roll, and he show you that he can split a blunt, roll a blunt, and smoke a blunt to the face. Then he'll get his black approval rating up.
And now
downright ignorant shit.
And that's the bad part to me. I say this all the time. Being black seems like the dumber shit you do, the blacker you're considered. And I hate that. The fact that when we say, this nigga ain't real, we say he ain't real because he ain't been to jail, because he don't have no criminal record, because he refused to slap a woman. We'll say the dumbest shit to say that somebody's not real. Now, I want to ask you, I piggybacked off that and had a question. Do you believe that if you come into some money, that you owe it to your family and friends to give them some of it, to take care of them?
Truthfully, bro, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was that nigga a few years ago. My first few years of my adulthood, I won shit. You know what I mean? I was eating leftover hamburgers and all types of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I was that guy that would mooch and come through, spend the night, sleep on your sofa with my shoes on, go in your refrigerator 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, I owe a lot of people a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Not all like that, like, you know what I mean, like we taking tabs and then, but it's like, you know, the higher up you move, man, is you can't be at the top and your people at the bottom, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, to me,
where you're coming from. I understand where you're coming from because you said that there are people who helped you. But what about the people who didn't? I'm sure there were some days when you went to mooch off somebody and they either didn't have it or they never had it.
Yeah, they entitled, you should want to give back, man. I think that, you know what I mean, with great success, man, you ain't successful until the people around you are successful. If I'm a millionaire and my homeboy's working at McDonald's or doing something small like that, or, you know what I mean, not doing anything significant in life, like, I haven't done my job as being successful. You know, like, who can I have fun with, you know what I mean?
Well, how do you draw the line then? Where do you draw the line? If you're helping so-and-so, how do you stop?
Because
you can't always bring people with you.
I agree.
I went to college, I couldn't take all my friends with me just because I was there.
I agree. But, I mean, everybody got some type of ambition, you know what I mean? Like, I always told myself if I won the lottery, I'd get like a family house, you know what I mean? Like a big old 10-bedroom house with all my friends and family. You can live there rent-free, and you ain't got to do nothing. If you want to sit in that house for the rest of your life and live and do nothing for the rest of your life, that's cool with me. Or if you don't got to pay rent, you don't got to pay bills, you should be out there doing something to better yourself or at least saving some money to do something on your own, you know?
So how would you – let me just ask you something. Serious question. I'm glad you said that. Let me tell you how houses work. Every year you have to pay house on – they have tax on house.
Yeah.
You got to pay the light bill for all 10 of them people. If you got 10 bedrooms, they have 10 to 15 people live in that house.
Yeah.
You got to pay for all them people. You said they don't have to pay tax on that house. They don't got to pay light bill. They don't have to pay insurance on that motherfucking house. They don't have to pay internet in that house. They don't have to do shit. How will you continue to pay that until the day you die?
Well, because it's free. I'm a millionaire. You know,
No.
I'm a
millionaire. You're saying you're a millionaire. You still got to pay these things every year. And for you to buy a house big enough to fit that many people, do you know what your taxes and the light bill and all that stuff would be every year? You got to maintain
yeah.
grass on that thing. You got to maintain that house, period.
Absolutely. But I believe
think
that
you
I,
would
I,
maintain,
I should be able to...
Do you think you could maintain those bills and still do whatever it took to make you a millionaire? Because let me say this. If you won the lottery... That's a one-time shot. So you're a millionaire, and every day your money's going down. It's not going up because you don't have no job to make $1 million continue to grow. And you got people mooching off you. What do you do?
Well, dude, you know what I mean? Like, if I earned $1 million, now that's a different story because on my way up, I'm bringing people with me. You know what I mean? Like, the job I have now, I'm telling people, come on.
Yeah,
like,
but you said you're also taking people that ain't doing nothing. You said you were welcoming people who don't want to do shit.
Yeah, but that's very select people. Like I say, about 10 people I would say I would take care of with no problem. You understand what I mean? Like, they can be taken care of with nothing. Now, that don't mean that everybody living for free and everybody mooching and all that other stuff, you know what I mean? But somewhere along the line, I'm going to be up to where I can handle that. I wouldn't be up to buy it if I couldn't handle that, you know what I mean? So if I won like $40 million in a lotto, I'll take $1 million and I'll get the house and that'll pay for the house. I'll take another $1 million, I'll invest that probably to where I can get like 4%, $40,000 a year, which will pay the taxes and all that other stuff on the house. You understand what I mean? And then the rest
mm-hmm.
of my money I'm balling out of control on doing that ignorant nigga shit, you know?
So do you ever wonder this? How do people who win lottery go broke?
Yeah, they go broke because they think the money gonna be there forever. I mean, you got to realize, you know, when you get money, you got to not only spend your money, but you got to figure out a way to make that money work for you. You know what I mean? You just can't live off of your money for the rest of your life. That's not possible because your lifestyle is gonna go up to where if you want $20 million, you're gonna live a $20 million lifestyle.
Do you know that most people go broke too? By doing what you just said, feeling like they are obligated to help everybody else?
Oh, yeah. We got the blueprint, MC Hammer. MC Hammer was probably the most heartfelt song in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, that dude, I don't know if you remember, at the time in the 80s, well, in the late 80s, early 90s, that dude, he basically, everybody in Oakland had a job. They was working. They couldn't do nothing. MC Hammer found something for them to do. Paying 50 people $40,000 a year just for saying, and on their job title was my dog.
But that's what I'm telling you. You can help these people, and you'll go broke doing it.
Yeah. But you know what? I'd rather go broke, man, saying that I tried to help my people, dude, than to go broke and not help anybody. You know what I mean? Like, if
you don't go
thing,
broke by yourself. If you were, you said trying to help nobody. It ain't too many people you know that went broke by themselves.
Well, it's all over the league, man. We see the NFL every day. You can look at people that went ahead and did bad investments, cheated on Honda too, like Brian.
Yeah, but
Dumbledore
he didn't go broke by himself. You hear what you just said? Bad investment. What did he invest mm-hmm. in? A motherfucker that told him he was a friend and I got this new business, dog.
Well, you got to have some type of business sense if you got money, man. I mean, you got
how do
to
you
know
have business sense if you just said you will give a house to a bunch of people who don't even do shit? That's not
yes.
good business sense, is it? You have a house that you have to maintain and keep up people and the house. Mm-hmm. That's not good business sense. I'd only put people who lived in that house who would at least be able to pay the taxes on that house and be able to pay the rent on that. I mean, be able to pay not the rent, but be able to pay the light,
utility,
everything else. It's a bad investment if you gotta buy, keep, and maintain that house.
I agree, but somewhere along the line, I'll facilitate whether it's buying a house or even moving people into my house or having two houses and people just stay at the houses that I have. You understand what I mean? But I would facilitate for my people to try to have a free lifestyle and a free way of living.
And
that's what I would give is what I could and what I can to make sure that they can better themselves. Now everybody ain't gonna better themselves. And that's just the honest to God truth. Everybody ain't going to take advantage of the situation. But I got a feeling that the people I know, 6 out of 10 will.
I feel you. All right, well, I like that phone call. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is wifey versus wife. And we're also talking about should you have to take care of your family if you got some money. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come right back. Charlie, I'm going to get to you. Buffy, I'm going to get to you. Tobias, Lisa, everybody that's on the line, I'm going to get to you guys. Tell your friends. Tell your family. This is Your World, My Views. You know what time it is.
We'll be back faster than it takes Mel Gibson to ruin a marriage and a career. Your World, My Views. Keep it locked.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career, and everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get, I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
I have an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, Instant Cash Now.
They help thousands, they'll help you too. One long sum of cash, they will send to you.
If you get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I'm a filthy rich executive. I hear the market's down 1,000,000 points. I freak out. I spill my large espresso. The searing pain makes me slam on the brakes. Uh-oh, your fault. And your 15-minute insurance may not cover my $90,000 car, so I sue you because that's what I do. So get Allstate. Save money and be better protected from mayhem like me.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
And now, back to the man who loves all of his fans, except the ones playing hard to get. Your host, Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Host, Tommy Sotomayor. I'd like to say, welcome back, football. Tonight was the first night of preseason football. It's bullshit football, but it's football, people. You can't argue with football. It's football. That's all you can say. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having fun on this show.
we were talking about the whole idea of wife versus wifey. And I know, Buffy's been waiting for a while. A lot of people have been on a lot long for a while. I'm going to get to you guys first and go down the line. Let me go to Buffy. What's up, Buffy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. You've heard this term wifey, right?
Plenty of times, man. Plenty of times.
What does it mean? Help me out.
Well, I was listening to Carl earlier, and he you know, he's correct on that. That's what you tell the broad you're stringing along, you know. Yeah, my wifey. And some cats use it, you know, a lot, you know, mainly up here to say that that's their main chick, that's their baby mama, you know, whatever. That's who they with at the time. That's okay. Exactly who they're with, you know, and they call her wifey. You know,
so it's a nice way of saying it's your girlfriend, but not quite your wife. It's like
your
category.
Your main chick. You got a bunch of them, but that's your, you know, some cats use it as that's their main chick. They say that's my wifey. That's who I'm with. That's their girlfriend. You know, so it's like kind of like a split term. But you know, Carl's right. There's a lot of guys use it to string abroad along and say, nah, you know, you're my wifey. That's who you are. You know, but you're one of many. You know, you're on that starting five on that team, you know.
Be honest, have you ever called a chick that? Be honest.
Yeah, I have, once.
But you meant it in an endearing way.
Yeah, I meant it in an endearing way. Not to say, you know, not in a negative fashion. To say that, you know, yeah, I'm stringing you along. You know, you just, I'm going to make you my wifey one of these, you know, my wife one of these days, but you wifey now. You know, I'm in it. But I stopped that shit quickly because, you know, and even calling them, you know, my wife or whatever, you know, working where I was working at before, you know, I was talking to somebody, you know, and me and the person broke up. And then I started, you know, to talk to somebody in the hospital, and I actually called, you know, my daughter's mother, my wife one day, you know, and so, yeah, that's my wife. You know, bullshitting around, but you don't give nobody that title because people take it in a different, you know, fashion. And I said, but, you know, we're not married, but I just call her that out of respect. And boy, and I went to talk to this girl, it was like, that dirty bastard, that nigga married and blah, 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 and he got a wife. And they're like, oh, shit, I should have never said that.
All right. First off, I'd like to say my girl, Lisa Ray, who always talks to me, she said, I got the worst timing. She said she'd like to be in on this show, but she can't talk on the show right now. And my girl Christina Applegate sent me a message and said, what the hell is a wifey?
Kelly Bundy sent you a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she wanted to know what the hell is a wifey. I will explain to her. Miss Applegate, the people say that it is someone who holds a high position, just not the legal definition of a wife. They have not legally become a wife. Now, does the wifey, I'll ask you, Buffy, does the wifey typically become a wife? I mean, fiancés become wives, become wives. Do wifeys become wives?
Normally, hell no. I mean, hell no. That shit is a rarity. It's really a rarity for somebody you say they're a wife and then they wind up becoming your wife. That's like, normally, it's a no. Like, 9 times out of 10, it's a no.
So then it's really a bad term then?
I would, you know, like I said, it's a split term. You know, where I'm from, a lot of, it depends on, I guess, where you're from. You know, it depends on, you know, geographically, so to an extent up here, they use it as a split term. Like you said, you know, they string them along. You're going to be my wife one of these days. You know, you're wifey. You're the main one, but you're not the main one. And then some cats use it as, you know, who they're with at the time. They're not married, but they're with their daughter's mother. That's the one they're with, you know, or their main chick. And, you know, and they're only dealing with them. That's my wifey. That's what they say. But they don't have a legal entitlement as a wife.
Right, because then I can see how, in one way, you would take it as a good term, and it worked, like if you're dating somebody, and once it's explained, then you know, yes, this is my wifey or whatnot, and it's just the little ghetto term that you use. But it seems almost like when you call somebody your baby's mama, you typically don't marry that woman. She typically does not get out of that. She's pigeonholed.
Exactly.
So you believe that a wifey is a person that's basically pigeonholed. They're not getting out of that.
Exactly. They're not. They're just going to stay in that same position. You know, they may be the head, like you said, as far as that, you know, and as far as being the bottom bitch. It started, you know, from the pimp game. It started from that. The bottom bitch, where they got the word in itself from, bottom bitch, is when, you know, you at the bottom and that's your bitch that holds you up. That is the one that makes, you know, to an extent, a madam. You know, to an extent, she'll get out there and fuck. Like the madam, the one that you hold as the madam, don't do no more fucking. They just, you know, the old hoe that's worn out, but she got the brains. You know, she count the money. She know how much each chick is making. So when she go up to them, it's like, you know, bitch, you holding out. You know, there's 300 missing from here. You know, so she, you know, that's the one that. But the bottom, you know, the bottom bitch is still, she's still, you know, that's the closest one. You know, that you still fucking, that, you know, that's still there, but she ain't doing this, she ain't breaking her back like the other chicks are. She's just keeping them in line, you know, but she is the one that will get out there when they get rough, when you get locked up. That's the one that, you know, because the occupational hazard, you're a pimp, ergo, you know, but she's the one that pays the bail, makes sure everybody get all the other money together to pay, you know, whatever extra needs to be paid, you know, lawyer's fee, whatever the hell you're going through at that time. You know, to get you up, you know, when it's bad, you know, when it's bad for you, out the bottom. When you at your bottom bitch, you know, lifts you up because you at the bottom at that point.
True. All right, now we talked about, I got to ask you this. We talked about family. I got money. They want to be taken care of. Do you take care of them?
Hey, it depends on, I guess, whoever you was closest to and who was in your life. You know, that's the way I see it. You know, you take care. It depends, and it also depends on how much money you get. Because, you know, like some niggas said, I'm going to get $1 million, I'm going to take care. You can't take care. You can barely take care of yourself on $1 million these days. $1 million ain't shit. That ain't no money.
It ain't like it was. I'll say that.
Yeah, it used to be back in the day. You know, but now these days, you know, the way shit is now, $1 million ain't nothing. $1 million is like having... shit, 500, maybe 500,000. You get that, you buy yourself a nice house and, you know, get yourself two cars and leave it at that. You know, if you ain't going to do nothing
else with
it.
Like, did you hear the caller before when he basically said, you know, I would put about 10 people in a house, you know, and again, Michael Vick tried that shit, and he wasn't even putting 10 people in the house, and that shit broke him down in his back.
Yeah, well but Mike Vick fucked up. You know what I mean? He just picked and had the wrong people on his side. I mean, you know a sneaky
bitch. Yeah, but if
bitch,
you got some niggas in your house that ain't willing to go to work like the last caller said, they ain't getting no job, then they probably not good dudes, right?
Exactly. But like I said, Mike Vick, these are his family members. He had to know who was going to rat on. I mean, you know a snitch bitch nigga, even if he your family member from when you little. You know, that little motherfucker that rat on you when y'all done, you know, threw shit off the roof and he the first motherfucker that, hey, Mike did it. Buffett did it. Nah. See, that you know who, even when you're growing up with him. So, you know, he had these same cats around him, but, you know, that was his mistake. I mean, shit ain't going to change because they're all grown now. He's still going to snitch. And that's where he fucked up. But if it, like I said, you know, John said, I would have fell on that sword. They would have withdrew it from the sheath. Said, who going to take it? I'd have took the hit for that. Hell yeah. Because you know you're going to get taken care of. This motherfucker's still one of the most popular players on the planet. He's still making money. It ain't like he's going to be, he poor. Shit, he going to put you, I know something's going to be, you know, left for me when I get out. So I'm going to take them, I'm going to take that, you know, that 24 months, if that's what they want to give me. They want to give me 2 years, fine. I'll do it, no problem. Because I'm getting extra when I get out.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Know,
maybe
another
y'all
cousin.
Ain't done
I'm taking a kingpin rap. I'm taking a whole shit. You know,
yeah,
it ain't like double murder. It ain't no OJ shit. It's just, you know, a couple of dogs that I killed. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll even apologize to Peter for his ass. Nah, he ain't got to say shit. I'm gonna write this speech. I got it.
I would have said I did all kinds of shit to them dogs. I would have admitted to everything. Yeah, I fucked the dogs. Sir, that's not even one of the charges. Oh, I'm sorry. You know
exactly. I'd admit everything. Yeah, I put lipstick on the dog. Yeah, but we ain't even talk about it. Yeah, but whatever. I did it anyway.
You know what I'm saying? I'm copying
all
of
that
all
shit
of it.
Because I know I'm getting... I'm going to be okay. That's Cousin Mike. I'm going to be all right. But the
but
see, not
think
people,
about it,
when they
don't do that.
He went snitch bitch ass motherfuckers, then everybody goes down. Everybody. He fucking get locked. We go to jail. I mean, nah. I mean, my thing is, I got saying that they can't catch all of us. So my thing is, take the heat and then let everybody else go and get taken care of. You ain't in for double murder. It's just, you got caught up on dog fighting charges and shit like that, cruelty to animals, whatever, you know, however they want to put it. It is what it is. You know what type of shit you're going for to go to, you know, you're going to jail for. And you know it ain't that severe to the point where you're going to get in there and motherfuckers going, yeah, we got your ass now. You ain't going to no raping no little girls and no shit like that. It's dog fighting. Half motherfuckers in the prison that you're going to be with fuck dogs, them fucking drug dealers. They in the show. Oh, yo, who you pit for? It's the same shit. Y'all got something to talk about. You know, share a common bond. You good.
No, you're right. So I would say...
Conversation for 4 months. You good.
Yeah, I'll just say this, though. Black people tend to fold quicker under pressure. White dudes will go to their grave with their homeboy secret. Or if they don't know they're getting out, I'll say this. Barry Bonds' trainer did a total of 3 years. 3 years that this white boy did in jail, and all he had to do was come out and say, I gave Barry Bonds steroids. He refused. He refused to even testify because he wasn't going to let them catch him up.
Exactly. I had to commend him on that one.
Who else you know would have done that? Who black you know had somebody do that for them?
I don't know. That's a good question, man.
Well, as much as we say white folks don't like black folks, last I checked, when they had the Mississippi burning incident, there were some white boys that were down here trying to help black dudes march that got killed.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the only motherfucker I know that was in trouble like that and that was in bad trouble like that and somebody tried to help him was Al Cowling. I mean, even though he drove, or whatever the case may be, at 50 miles an hour, it is what it is. It's the only thing I can look at.
Al did. Al sure did drive his homeboy and was like, hey, I'm letting y'all know I got OJ in the car. But see, he made sure, you know, he called him when the police got behind him. He knew they were about to fuck him up. He called the police and was, look, I got OJ in the car. We just trying to take him to his mama's house.
That's it. But nonetheless,
white
he was
boys,
he took
well, the white
to
boys
him.
Go out. We going somewhere and we going to shoot and we going to kill everybody and they going to come in. They going to have to kill us. So I don't know. But I'm with you on that. Now, we were talking about the whole president thing. And have you seen how people are mad at the president because they believe he's not acting black enough, he's not done enough for black people as if he's only the president of black people?
I look at it like this. To me, that's the dumbest shit in the world. You know, however you feel angry, however you feel slighted, whatever the case may be, I looked at it as the same thing. I laughed. And I was listening to people to say the same shit, you know, in restaurants and, you know, in gatherings and just places, workplace or whatever, that, you know, the black struggle is over. I mean, it was the funniest shit in the world because I heard someone say that or brought up that to me in a conversation, I had to look at that episode of the Boondocks where he became the president. And I laughed my ass off because motherfuckers was toasting and popping bottles and saying, well, hey, it's over. Black struggle is over, you know. And I was like, you must be out your fucking mind. This is not all you. This is not us. It ain't time for us to rule yet, you know. It's not. Motherfuckers can't get their shit together and are not in place mentally, emotionally, you know, to rule. Fuck financially, because you can get over that. You know, and I get what you're saying. You need money. But the whole thing is you are not mentally and mentally and emotionally stable yet to even rule. You know, there are fewer people, but most of us are not in that position yet, not even in the mindset, because we're depending on, you know, others for shit. So it's going to happen. But I looked, I saw the same shit. I'm like, are you crazy? No. He's still, to me, any president still, to me, to an extent, if you ain't got that power and that money like Bush and others had it, you still, really, you're still a figurehead. You know, Bush is powerful, you know, W, because his father, I mean, your father was head of the CIA. You know, how much fucking military could you get, even though it would go into, you know, being an agency? Nonetheless, he ran the fucking CIA. So, like I said,
they came from money, though. They came from money, long old money, like they said, and then they've been stuck with the damn Nazis. They was helping financing the Nazis.
Nazis? His name, Bush. That shit came from that shit. Bush, that shit. That ain't no fucking Chinese name. So, yeah, they exactly come from money. But like I said, they are for their agenda. You know, that specific agenda. So that, you know, that's what it was. And I look at it like, I mean, the motherfuckers took the election up from under your nose. So, I mean, I guess you can say your vote counts, but, but from what I always understood, you know, in a secretive manner that, you know, before it got popular to know anything about secrets and shit like that, that presidency comes from, you know, being elected president comes from blood, not from your vote. I mean, it hasn't been about what the people want for hundreds of years from now.
No, you're right. And I'll say this. I mean, at the end of the day, as long as you still have an electoral college, there is no such thing as a popular vote. I'm just
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
But
he won, but
the
like
popular
I said,
vote doesn't win. The electoral college does.
Yeah, but Bush said that shit on TV, and I remember Paul Mooney saying it because I laughed my ass off because the old saying goes, it's funny because it's true. He said on live fucking TV, just because you get all the votes don't mean you're going to win. And shit, and he won the presidency. I said, ain't this a bitch?
Yep.
But for real, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And Buffett, yeah. You are right. Well, hold on a second, Buffett. What I want to do is I got to go to my – well, y'all know what time it is. I got to go to it because this is very relevant. So here we go.
One hand in the air if you don't really care. Two hands in the air if you really care. It's like that sometimes. I mean, ridiculous. It's like that sometimes. It's shit ridiculous. One hand in the air if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, man. Ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous.
All right, people. This is the ridiculous. But this, August 11th, 2011, we've been talking about white, we've been talking about the President Barack Obama. I gotta say this, people. This is ridiculous. There are too many people who are running around and don't understand how the presidency works. They don't understand how the Senate works. They don't understand how it works. Hell, they don't how they dogs they feel like, you know what, once we got this election in office, that means we're going to get everything we want, free baloney, without the red thing around. That's what they believe. They feel like, what we need to stop showing the world a whole bunch of ignorance doesn't help us. As a matter of fact, if he got every black vote in the United States,
I gotta say is, you know that shit is fucking ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. You know this shit is fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. If you believe this man black, you are
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
If you believe that everything he does is supposed to help you, you are
fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
If you don't even understand how politics work and you voted, that's
fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And I want everybody out there to try to go on and do this right here. Go on and sing the song with me. Go ahead.
One hand in the air.
That was a ridiculous. It is real ridiculous that we got to get to the point where people don't understand that, you know what? One, he doesn't owe us anything because we didn't vote him in office. He won in a landslide. He could have won without us. Seriously. I know it hurts to hear. He could have won without us. He doesn't owe us anything. We didn't do nothing for him. I don't remember helping Barack Obama get through college. I don't remember donating to his money when she was broke and poor. Never happened. He doesn't owe black people anything. And that's why we keep asking this question, because so many people think that someone owes you something. And I don't understand. Why do we believe someone owes us something? Let me bring in Charlie from the 254. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Tommy. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you called back. I got you two times. If I can get you to get in bed with me two times, you might be my wifey.
No, you're not. Don't start.
All right, Charlie, from the 254, this wifey thing. Have you heard the term?
I have, and I actually wanted to say that I was glad you were having the discussion, because like some of the other ladies said, although I've heard the term used, you know, it's my peers and previous mates, nor I use that term. But some people, especially women, think it's cute, like boo or shorty, which I hate. I hate shorty.
I hate
or, you know, things like that. But they, you know, some of them actually really feel that it's a term of endearment. But yeah, when you know better, you can better identify when the term is being used in a degrading way. So the type of person I am, if a man called me that, you know, prior to this conversation or after, I would feel like he was patronizing me, and I'd be done with him because, you know, you know, like he's trying to soften the blow. I heard a couple of people say that earlier. And yeah, let's keep it real. It is what it is. Either we jump off or we, and women have to jump off too, you know, or we monogamous or we're married. It is what it is. So, you know, that's my thing on that.
Well, how do we change the thought process of younger? Because I asked the caller earlier. I said, do wifeys ever become wives? Because fiancés become wives in the black community, not at a high rate, but they still do become wives. But I've never heard of someone saying that somebody was their wifey and then they became a wife. And I think you agree with the fact that typically women don't say it. It's like a man is saying it to soften the blow. Why mm-hmm. don't these women stop the men from saying it? Why do they accept the title if they don't use it in their own, you know, in their own daily lives?
I think that one of the ladies said earlier, I do think that the younger women use it, but they are really devaluing themselves, and it's just really ignorant. I mean, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. They just really don't know. And it sounds cute, and you know, because you're a man, men know, you know, if you learn quick enough that you say the right words, and that's unfortunately what a lot of women want to hear, the
Amen.
Right words. So, you know, that's the thing. So they hear those things, and it softens, it butters them up a little bit, and they grin, no matter what he's done or not done prior to that, and, you know, but it feels good, and then they can go tell their friends because they friends with, girl, what y'all do, what he say, and they want to be able to say, girl, he called me his wifey. It's not cute. It's not. It's not cute.
Now, I asked the person, a young man earlier, and I asked him about this term. And I asked him, well, what would he do if his daughter said that, you know, oh, explain she is that. And he said he wouldn't know how to explain it to her, so he'd just let it go and think to himself, you know, my daughter's a hoe is what he said, but he would never say anything to her because he wouldn't know how to say it. You brought up the idea that a lot of women like to be lied to, basically. How do women get past this? Because I always said, black men, all we do is lie. I hate to say it. Almost every word out of a black dude's mouth is a lie because he's gotten so used to lying. From the time we're little, we can never call our mama a hoe, and we got five brothers from five different men. But if our girlfriend got a baby by two different men, we can call her a hoe.
Tommy, it's a two-edged sword. You know, mm-hmm. It's like the conversations we have, which are intense, that I check out a lot of your chats, and it's very intense. But the same issues that black men have with black women, a lot of those issues, loud and, you know, undermining, these things like this, it comes from anger, built up anger and bitterness because of lying and mistreatment and so forth. But the root is never dealt with. And, you know, it's just like a back and forth, just like a ping pong. You know, you do this, so we do this, or we act this way because you act that way kind of thing, where, again, just this venue, this whole opportunity to discuss it, and I hope that there are a variety of ages of women on here hearing. That's why I tuned in. I really was interested in hearing what the men had to say, and that's helpful. Here, these men are on here talking real, coming straight raw. That's very helpful to hear what men have to say, not what we have to say, because we're not men. We're women, and we think differently. And we are, you know what I mean? Things come across us a little differently. But when we hear it from a man, and that's who we're trying to obtain or marry, okay, it should hit home.
Thank you. And we lose a lot of that, especially with men. And what I created this show has been going on for 2 years now. And when it started out, I used to have them brothers call in and lie, and I would shut them off real quick because I said, we're not going to have a show where men just sit around and lie to women and say what they want to say. And I do the same thing on my page and everywhere else. I don't let you tell a lie like that to these women because it's not going to help. This one guy was trying to say that, he prefer his women fat, and he's not interested in a woman that's size 2 and blah, blah, blah. And I kept looking at him, and then one woman finally corrected him and said, nigga, you lying, because when a woman in this group was putting up her pictures when it was that little woman, you was telling her how you would marry her. You're lying.
Mm.
You just figured them bigger girls were easy targets because all they want to hear is somebody say, I like big girls. And I said, exactly, stuff like that. And with this wifey is another term. It's like, dude don't want to call you his fiance because his homeboys is going to look at him like he crazy. He go, oh, you getting married? Because that's a technical term. So we try to avoid technical terms. It's like the baby's mama stuff. We want to avoid technical terms. We are putting down a woman or a man when we call them baby's mama or baby's daddy. Because it's basically saying you are some kind of fucking mistake that I'm having to deal with right now. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. You're correct. Yep. Absolutely.
When you say that's my daughter's mother or my daughter's father, there's a line of respect that comes along with it. And once you use those words, people are going to want to see an action from you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's a lot of our problem where we have... People cannot, they don't have the ability to say, these words mean something, and I'm not going to use them if they are not, if the actions aren't going that way. It's kind of like you catch people now when they say, you say, I'm saying. Well, people sneak out that I'm saying stuff now by, oh, well, you know, everybody comes short of the glory of God. Whatever kind of excuse they use, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's an excuse for them not to have to do something. It's an excuse for them not to have to
and that's
hold
something.
Yeah, it's an excuse for them not to have to hold up to a standard. And that scares me enough because we have too many excuses not to have to hold up to a standard. I want to ask you, and then I'll let you go. I want to ask you the question about whole idea of when you get money. Do you believe that when you get money, that it would be your job to basically take care of someone, to basically take care of your family, friends?
I think that we all have a responsibility. We're driven by something. Like some people said, you know, you hit the lottery, it's unexpected, most people aren't planned. Me, however, I'm actually already planning to have an accountant to take care of that. But seriously, if you are a millionaire or you know, you are well accomplished and you have money, you should have a staff of everything, just like, you know, people have publicists and all these things. You also need an accountant, and you need a money management, and you need education, because you know, like you said earlier, and somebody else said earlier, you know, the money, you just putting it out, then it disappears. It yep. has to, if you're going to manage for the rest of your life, the first thing you got to think is, I have obtained all this money, and I can now take care of myself and my children and spouse, if that's the case. And here's how I'm going to do that. I've got to set my kids up for the future, whether it's college or whatever it may be, and, you know, our bills, our immediate bills and things like that. And then how do I make this money last? And if you don't really invest it wisely and manage it wisely, then it's not going to be there to help anybody anyway. On the other hand, you know, the guy earlier, I understood where he was coming from, and of course I understand where you're coming from too. But what he said, I do think that he had specific people in mind. I believe he remembered the people who really were there for him when he did not have. And yes. that is no way that he would, you know, not in some way contribute back to them. And I agree. And it's not just back to the person, oh, I'm going to buy you some, you know, some tennis shoes, because that, you know, you, I'm going to buy you a meal, I'll take you to Red Lobster, you can feed a person once, but then what? You know, it needs to be something that is really can help them. What are you going to invest in their education, invest in their business, what is it? But that it does need to be focused and not just arbitrary. Oh, here, you know, just throwing off money, because it's not that, that's not helping somebody. Somebody who's down and out, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they lost their job, but maybe they just haven't been educated or have job experience, so they can't make the money they need to handle the lifestyle they want. Well, then they don't just need you to hand them some money, because clearly they haven't been handling their own, you know, but they still need your help. So you become in a position, when you get a lot of money, you become in a position to assist people, but assisting people is not necessarily putting money in their hands. So I do think you should take the responsibility to go back into your family and community and provide resources, you know, not necessarily just putting, you know, slashing cash around.
Well, let me say this, and for everybody out there listening, this is another Thomasism. There's a difference between assisting and enabling.
Right.
To assist someone means they're trying to do something themselves, like you're trying to walk an old lady crossing the street. She can cross the street, but if you assist her, it makes it easier for her to do so. It gets her over some of the difficulties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you enable anything, that means you are allowing it to do
right.
whatever it wants to do. When you enable somebody to do drugs, you're not doing the drugs, but you're giving them the money as if basically you might as well put it in their nose.
Right.
If you let somebody live in your house and you do not assist them to get better, because here's what and let me see if you understand it this way. From what he was saying is, he's saying when he was down and out, those people who were giving him things were trying to assist him to get on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't trying to enable him to stay down and out. You think
right,
I'm right or wrong?
Right. I think you're right.
All right. So if he gets money and he looks back at those people who were trying to assist him,
right.
he should want to do the same thing. What is
exactly.
it? Each one?
Yeah, there you go.
So if he put them in position, because I tell women this too, and you probably can agree to this, sometimes when a man is running you over, it ain't because he's a bad man. It's because you allowed him to run
opportunity.
You over.
Opportunity.
Yeah. So.
It's almost like being a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying, it's like a kid in a candy store.
You are correct. Now, in a situation like this, if he allows some people to just live up in a mansion, because if you're taking care of 10 people, that's probably what you got him in, unless you're Mexican. To live up in a mansion, I'm just saying, to live up in a mansion and tell them they don't have to do nothing.
That was going a little far.
Did you assist them?
Yeah,
did you assist them or did you enable them to just literally just be nothing? Because they could have been starting to be something before you put them in that house. Whatever they were doing, they probably going to stop.
He needs a manager to because he really does, because then he said, well, some people just ain't going to do right. Exactly. And how are you going to determine that, and you still got to manage your money, your job, your career, your life, your family? You ain't going to be able to manage that, all that. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth, what you said. And then you come back, it's not going to be a mansion. It's going to be a shack.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Charlie, I always like talking to you. What I want you to do is wait. We're about to go into the after show in about 15 minutes. I want to bring you back in after, okay?
I'll be here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a great call. And I love when women can call in and say stuff like that. It makes my job easy. Y'all see I didn't say anything pretty much when she was talking, because it makes my job easier. When women start standing up and being logical and straightforward, nobody can lie to them, because I'll say this on all shows. I got two sayings. One that I used to always say, you can argue my delivery, but you can't argue my logic. And my second one now is, people should be able to lie to you about everything except about you. People should never be able to lie to you about you. If a woman tell me you're a 10, you're the handsomest guy I've seen at the club, unless I'm in a Special Olympics club, she's lying. I know that about myself. If she tell me this the best dick I ever had, if it's the only dick she ever had, I might believe it. You know yourself. You know things about yourself. I come so fast, sometimes I be disappointed in me. You can't tell me something about me. I know I'm lazy. I tell a woman that before she get a chance to. I don't clean up shit. I'm used to my mama clean up shit. I walk in the house and throw everything off me. I be waiting on somebody to pick it up. I can't date a nasty woman. We wouldn't do well together. The house would be so nasty we'd have to sit outside. But I know this about myself. No one should be able to lie to you about you. And too many people are being lied to about themselves. That is the scary part about all this. Ain't that right, Willie Palmer from the 225?
That's right, bro.
All right, now, Willie, where's 225?
That's in Baton Rouge.
Uh-oh. All right, Water. All right, Willie, you got to help me out. How does this word does this word wifey even play in Louisiana?
Man, it's kind of ratchet out here in Louisiana. Man, it's bombarded with the New Orleans crowd, and man, basically Baton Rouge is like New Orleans right now. It's a new New Orleans, and a bunch of thugs and hooligans and all that out here. The women are just they're a piece of a man now, as opposed to a whole man. That's how sad it is in this part of town. I don't know what it's like in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, okay, you said something, and I want you to jump on that. You said women are willing to take a piece of a man instead of a whole man.
Right.
And you believe that's where this wifey term came from. Like, we could just give them anything, they got to take it.
And they'll take it right now. That's how bad the shortage is right now, I believe.
Damn. What do you think this comes from?
A shortage of men. I don't know. I'm going to ask God about that. I don't know how it came to that.
Do you think it's really a shortage of men, though? Because I know there was a time in my life where I had five girls and my homeboy didn't have nobody. It wasn't that it was a shortage of girls. It was a shortage that like him.
Well, maybe it's the, you know, it all determines on that person, you know, whatever the guy is. But as for me, I mean, it seems that way. That's my point of view. That's my take on it.
Now, when you hit a term, wifey, let's say, I don't know, I go by boy, so you sound like you might be about my age. I'll ask you. If you had a dog or a child. What was that, Willie?
That was somebody talking to me.
Oh. Okay, you got a daughter. She tells you, you hear her on the phone talk about something, I'm his wifey. What do you do at that moment?
I got my daughter saying that?
Yeah.
I mean, me and my daughter, once she gets to that age when she calls herself a wife, I mean, I would hope to have an open relationship with my daughter where we can talk about those things and we can talk about stuff like that. I'm not the, you know, the overbearing dad to be like, oh, you can't say that. I'm not going to be that type of father to my daughter once she becomes of age and she starts dating. If she asks me about it, I'm going to talk to her about it and tell her about it. I'm just going to be real about it. I mean, the reality is they're going to do what they want to do anyway. They're going to have to learn about life on their own to a certain extent. All I can do is be a father to her and tell her what guys are like and what to expect. But you know as well as I know, they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
No, I believe you. I'm the same way. Like I said, if I had a young man, and he had his pants sagging down, I'd walk up and let him know to a certain extent. One, let me tell you what this means. Two, you ain't living in my house walking around with no pants like this if I gotta buy them.
Right.
But I would let them know exactly where it came from, what it means, and why I would prefer them not to. Now, we were talking earlier about the lottery. Do you believe that a person who wins the lottery or comes into a lot of money, that they should have to take care of their family and friends?
When you say family, you mean immediate family, or you mean like...
You tell me, who would get taken care of if you got $1 million? Who would get taken care of first? You let me know where would that family line be drawn. Because the question I want to know is, where would you get to when you say, okay, I'll take care of everybody up until this point? Don't you think that'd be a hard thing to say?
I mean, you gotta look at a lot of things take place in there. I mean, it all depends. Like, if I'm winning hundreds of millions, of course I'm gonna take to the old family. I mean, it's just a given. But if I'm just only winning, like, say for say $1 million, I mean, of course my immediate family. And I mean, that family thing stands out. It all depends on how much and who the person is. And it's kind of vague, you know. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, because I always look at it like this. I just can't, just because I have it, do it. It's just like children. If you're a rich parent, you don't mean you just buy everything your kids ask because they're your kids, right?
Nah, I didn't say I'm going to do it. I'm saying, like, as far as taking care of them, like, if they need something, and I see they need it, if I have ratchet cousins and uncles and everything, living in their trailers and barely keeping the water and electricity paid, and I make sure they set up, you know, if I'm winning like hundreds of millions, of course. Make sure they
yeah,
set,
how
like,
would you help them? That's a great question. If they live in a trailer, there's several things that might have contributed to them ending up in a trailer park and having no water and no light.
Okay, with money comes influence. What I can do is I can use my influence on people to help them get a job, you know, help them better the situation. And, you know, it may take them needing a little car or something. Get them a car to get them back and forth to work. I mean, little stuff like that. I'm not using wise. I would just throw it out. I'm going to buy you this. I would use it wise enough to know that, you know, they're not going to leech off me the whole time I have this one. And then
there you go.
They end up with nothing.
And that's what a lot of people mistake and a lot of people get in trouble. Will, is this your first time calling in?
Yeah, I just was on Facebook playing around. And I saw this. And I was like, let me check this out. I never did this before.
All right. Well, Willie, stick around. We're about to go into the after show in about 8 minutes, and I'll bring you back in. The after show is fun. We bring in about like 10 people and let everybody have like a round table discussion about pretty much everything at that point. He's right, and that's all I was saying. You got to have enough sense to know if you're being used or not, to know if somebody is just mooching off you and you just getting mooched off of or not. And I think that's the problem that a lot of people have. I'm going to bring in my man, Tobias. What's up, Tobias?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
All right, you heard what we're talking about. We're talking about two things. I'll give you a chance to shot at both of them. Wife versus wifey. What do they mean to you?
Wifey ain't nothing but a dressed up version of a jump off. Let's just get that straight. Everybody trying to dress up ain't nothing but a jump off. That's all it is.
Okay. So wifey hadn't been getting too many good names so far. I thought it was a good thing because I hear so many people saying it. Why do you think so many people say it if we've almost unanimous that it's not a good thing?
First thing first, I'm going to say this. There ain't no shortage of black men. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get some hate mail for this one. The views of what I'm about to say does not reflect Tommy Sotomayor, Miss Mocha, Miss Mose, Strap, or, you know, your world mind view. A lot of these women ain't shit. Let's just get that straight. But the thing is, a lot of people try to dress up their bullshit and try to make it sound good. I'm sorry, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Right now, okay. So you're saying, why do you think that they're okay with it though? I mean, why do you think that the term has taken off? Why is it taking off?
One, because they probably listen to R&B singers like Beyonce, who's married, or they read articles by Angela Burt Murray, who's married. You love a trend, don't you, Tommy? So I believe a lot of them try to feel like they're so empowered by saying, oh, I can just be the side piece. I don't care you have anybody else. I can fuck a bunch of dudes. Do whatever. But we know women are not hardwired that way. See, what happens is a lot of women say they're wifey. A lot of women will say straight up they're not looking for a relationship. They say it's one sex and they say they can handle it. 2 months into it, now they want to change the rules of engagement. No, because with men, we don't go backwards when it comes to women. You know, I'm like, why the hell am I going to sit there and try to wife you up? I'm fucking you free. You know,
nice.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know I got to tackle the black thing, you know, Obama. Try to knock this out real quick. First things first. Tavis Smiley, fuck you. Cornel West, what does he teach? He's a doctor. What class does he teach? You know, what class does he taught them? You know, I don't like this. It is not his obligation to fix the black community. Want to tell you who got obligation it is? Us. I say 90% of the problems of black community is self-inflicted. President Obama can't say, hey, young fella, hey, Daquan, why don't you start shooting Rocktavians over there for that crack rock? You know, no, he can't do that. It's on you. It's on these black people to police their own neighborhood. Because the neighborhoods I grew up in, no white folks went to the school board meetings. Black folks don't go to school board meetings. Black folks, when they see someone selling poison to their own people, what do they say? Oh, man, I think that's bullshit. He get a longer sentence than a white man. The hell with the criminal. We want to defend criminals.
No, you're right. I remember in high school, there were no black people on student council, which is the first foray into trying to be a part of a government. Just any small little thing. It seems like we shunned it. We didn't want to be a part of that. Debate club, you a lame. We didn't want to be a part of that stuff. But that nigga that said in, you know, fourth period, he was able to sneak out and the teacher didn't see him, that dude was cool.
Yeah, and get this, Tommy. Those same people you thought that were lame are doing the politicians. Well, they 45 years old. You 45, not you per se, they got 45. You're getting my video games at Walmart while he's fucking a 22-year-old intern that's smoking hot. So they short sighted. He's not President Obama, not president of the blacks. He's president of the United States. Now, you want black issues fixed? How about you talk to your city councilman, your government,
yeah,
or you look at your neighborhood and say stop snitching? But yet, you got people killing each other in your own neighborhood, destroying your property. And,
yeah,
you
got walking around with these T-shirts on that say stop snitching, don't snitch, and all this shit. And you're thinking to yourself, this is the nuttiest stuff possible. Black people, we tend to back the most backward stuff. And y'all are telling me, apparently, that
you
this term of wifey is not positive. Y'all keep saying it's not positive. Yet it is one of the most popular terms in black vernacular.
Wow.
You know what, Tommy? I'll say this also. Hate to say this. But yeah, I remember I listened to it. I was in and out of my video game. I heard Sosa speaking. The thing is, white people in general, I know this, and my folks taught me this. They get married later, not trying to have kids when you're 19, and then say, oh, damn, why it didn't work out when you break up? Then you find out you're pregnant, now you break up. And then also, I know up against it, you were talking about, like, the giving to your family. The thing is, you don't owe your family shit. You talk like all these people come, well, I got to get my mom a house. No, you don't. It's not your responsibility. hell. Why you gonna give her a big house? She gave you a shitty house with three niggas running up in every other week. The thing is, they talk about like, well, give back. Why the hell am I gonna give back if you didn't give me anything? It's not my obligation to put the money into the school. You take your ass to those city council meetings. You take your ass to those school board meetings to get that stuff straight. Because, and my last thing, I know you're up against it, you know what I'm talking about, stop snitching Tommy. When you watch the first 48, them niggas swear they hard. The man they ain't, the police, they ain't charged yet. They crying and snitching. They ain't got charged, Tommy.
I tell you, I call all them niggas Fido because they'll roll over on their homeboy in a minute.
Hey, look at Mike Vick. That's why I say I don't get these niggas shit. Oh, yeah, wait, like you saw Barry Bonds, that white boy is probably sitting there paying me in a bank right now. It's a Swiss bank account right now. You know, Mike Vick, those dudes rolled on him.
No, you
know,
are right.
They rolled Mike Vick right.
No, well, I'm going to tell you what. We're going to get ready to go into the after show, and I'm going to bring you in and let you lead off there when you get to the after show. Ladies and gentlemen, you got about 30 seconds to call in. The number is 347-989-8310, so you can be a part of the after show. We're here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night from 8 to 1 a.m., and we're talking about the term of wifey and wife. I would like for a few wives to call in or be on the line, but this wifey seems like it is not a positive term. So you have to ask yourself, ladies, why are you settling to be called something when you want to be something else? Remember, words are powerful, and what comes out of the mouth is very powerful towards your future. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for joining the show tonight. Make sure you join us every Tuesday, Thursday night. And if you're not going to be on the after show, I'd like to say to you,
good night.
Oh, yeah. All right. Did you hear what I just said, Tobias? And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring in a few of you, and then I'm going to bring you guys in section because the lines have been just literally full, and for some reason, everybody wants to talk on them. So it's between all these people, I'm just going to bring a few in, then I'll bring in a few more. We got an hour of talk time, so I'm going to bring in, I haven't talked first. I'll bring in people who haven't talked. I'll bring in Tina, and I'll bring in Jane Brown. What's up, James?
If you got
shit going on in the background, turn it off.
Man, I'm down here in Vegas, man.
What you doing in Vegas?
Man, I'm here for the Steve Harvey Hoodie Walk. Push play.
Ah! So I'm going to ask you about what Steve Harvey said. I'm going to ask you when I get to you, but I'm going to say hey to Tina from the 215. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's good? I'm calling about the wife and wifey infamy. You know, topic.
I'm going to let you talk about that. And I want to ask you, though, where in the hell is 215?
I'm sorry?
Where's 215?
North 215 Carolina.
Philadelphia.
Ah, Philadelphia. The Philadelphia. We got a lot of people calling from up there, from Philadelphia. Hey, you guys look good tonight. Are you a football fan?
Yes, I am. Eagles won. Yeah.
Mike Vick look good tonight. Look good.
Yes, he do. Look good all the time.
Who did they beat up on, Tommy?
They beat the Ravens. It's
all
right now again on the NFL Network.
Okay. It's preseason football. Go Buccaneers.
Still, but it's football. I'm a football fanatic.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, because he would move the whole damn show around for football.
Go Eagles. Don't hate on the Eagles.
I'm with you. I'm an Eagles fan. Anywhere where they got a black – that lets you know I'm a little bit racist. Anywhere they got a black quarterback –
it ain't about being
team.
Black or white. It's
no, I'm saying I'm racist.
The Eagles.
No, I'm saying
it ain't about the Eagles, baby. Y'all don't stack your back up now. Come on.
I think everybody else.
Everybody else was locked out. Y'all ass got their recruiting.
I'm saying what I'm saying is I'm racist because for real, but like I said, for the last 10 years, any team that's got a black coach or a black quarterback, I cheer for them.
Otherwise,
So that's wild, but that's my shit. But I want to ask you, Tina, you said you want to talk about the wife versus wife, and then I'll bring in a couple more people. Where did the term come from, and what do you think about the term?
Okay, the term wifey and wife, wife is when you stand before God and you make a commitment with a person.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wifey is somebody you've been with, and at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, when she walk in the door, everybody know who she is.
Like a common law. So I heard somebody say this to me in like a message I just got. It says like a common law. Like you haven't done it before God, but they still kind of hold the position in purse. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this. If you with somebody, right, and they say that's his wife, because at the end of the day, no matter if he go through 100 women, whatever, whatever, he might even marry somebody else. But when it all hit the fan, when something happens and at the end of the day, that one woman that'll walk up that he's been with for X amount of years, that's his wife. That's wifey.
Okay, so wifey is just this chick that she just won't go away then. Wifey is like, you can
call
her.
It ain't about going away. It's not going away. It's about, at the end of the day, the man knows. First of all, black men, I'm talking specifically about black men. Black men have a fear. It was in them since slavery to run when something go bad. You understand? Because they had to watch their women get raped and all that. That went through generations. We need to break that back. But when you with a wifey, that means you've been with this person. I don't care if you get a new girlfriend. You may marry somebody. But if something hit the fan, for example, if death was in the family, for their grandma passed and they was close to her. She at that hospital. That's who they called. Everybody know who she is.
Tobias, what do you think about what Tina just said? She said it's, her definition was a little different than what other people were saying. I guess she said that basically, like, people know who she is, they just haven't stood before God.
Well, as a guy who boycotted marriage because I don't like the laws, but the thing is,
and that's,
I feel like, yeah,
man,
because, hey.
Boycott marriage, when how would you stay with your, this woman that you know you love?
I don't have a woman. I'm not in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship. But see, but
and
see,
then,
the thing is,
if you put these children with the person, you're basically saying, I'm going to still do me, and my kids and her going to be, because you already know she's going to hold it down no matter what.
Can I say something right quick? All right, a couple of things on that. First, slavery has nothing to do with what people do right now, because 2011, we're smarter than what they are. We control our destinies here. And I feel like, all due respect, I feel like that we didn't watch anyone get raped. You know, I feel like that we make decisions around here. Especially like we seeing like a lot of black people seeing how dysfunctional their families are, but they still fall, they still make those same BS decisions. About the whole kids thing, my thing is, if that woman, don't get me wrong, hey, do I feel like, hey, man been one for a while, hey, they should get married? Yeah. But at the same time, if she going to have kids with this guy with no ring, don't get mad at him, because we can't, like they say, it takes two to tango.
A woman being mad.
Everybody knows who she is. Everybody's saying, why this man ain't married this woman, why she's still there. See, the problem is a lot of women stick around hoping that he'll marry her, or they stick around hoping that, oh, he's going to pop the question me sooner or later after I pop out three of these kids.
Let me explain something else, please, before you continue your opinion. Don't get it. Most women that call wifey, they've been proposed to. They just didn't marry the man. That's all that
is.
So they don't want anything more than that position. That's one of the questions I want to ask. Do some wifeys only want to be
they
that?
They have not been right. Maybe they ain't like where they were at in life. Maybe they ain't like where he was at in life. Maybe they don't get ready. But don't they propose, because they still wouldn't be around.
But hold on.
It's more men than women. And I see all the men, they marry the ones that been there that they had from way back in the day.
My question is,
they marry women just because, oh, okay, she got this, she got that. Okay, she a hard worker. She want to be a man, basically. See, I don't believe in that. I believe man is head of household. A lot of women think they're a man. That's another problem that comes in. I'm not no man. I just speak from my own experience. I'm not no man. If I find a man in my home, he's the king of the castle.
Hold on a second, guys. I got to bring in a couple more people just to see how this. Well, hold on a second. I want to bring in a couple more people to see where this is going. I want to bring in no, Leon. Okay, can you hear me?
And make sure houses is straight. And you know what that means. Bills, whatever you need, whatever. That's what a man do. Get up and go to work every day and make sure his household is straight.
Right, okay. Now, I want to bring in a couple more people.
We'll marry a woman. She wants a man too, and that's when they get fucked.
Yeah, I call the fan,
they
man.
Get
don't
messed
you?
Up because yeah. because at the end of the day, the woman's starting to throw it in that man's face.
Right now, what you doing?
Third, yada yada yada. Like I can hold my own at any given. I didn't need done that.
Now hold on a second, man. And I want you to hold on. Now I'm going to bring in a couple more people. I want to bring in Leon and Lisa, and I want to go to Leon first. Leon, you heard what they've been saying, and they had a good little back and back. I want to bring in. I gotta go ahead and bring in Carl too right now, cause Carl always even y'all ass out. So I'm bringing Carl too to talk with y'all. But I'm gonna start with Leon. Leon, what do you think about what's been said so far?
Hey Tommy. Well, actually, regarding the term wifey versus wife. I actually heard the very first time when I've heard the term wifey was actually from my grandfather. Now, I don't know if maybe there might be a cultural thing because my grandfather, he's Jamaican, and I remember he used to refer to my grandmothers like that. And they were married, by the way. So when I heard it, you know, many years later as an adult, I'm thinking people were using it in a positive way because, you know, that was like a little nickname that my grandfather had for my grandmother. So I was kind of shocked when I found out, like, you know, it's totally different. It's not like a term you use for your wife. It's a term like Tobias.
No. I don't mean to interrupt you. Wife being disrespectful. That's not being ignorant. That's showing respect. Because if you call wifey, that means you is the woman that got it. You holding everything down. At the end of the day, you the one, when the stuff hits the fan, they're calling you. No matter who that is, wifey ain't a derogatory thing. And it's
nothing bad. Well, I think the reason Leon is considering it derogatory is because he's saying he thought it meant wife.
Well, I don't know where he comes from because wife is a wife, and wifey is something totally different. Wife means you went before God.
Yeah, well, he's saying he realized
and wifey
that now,
means
and that's
that you're on your way.
Yeah, and he said that's why he feels like it's disrespectful now once he realizes what it means. Because in
no,
his
it's
culture,
not,
it was a little
bit disrespectful because you're getting respect. Wifey, you're getting your respect.
But
you're getting respect.
Man.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, darling. If a white person at your job said, "You're my nigger."
No, that's
saying that you're better than
that's just straight. That's where race is coming.
Wifey's ignorant.
Just get ignorant.
Okay, but black folks call each other nigger, and we say that we don't mean it to be racist. We say that we mean it on a higher plane.
But you can't bring up nigger and be in the same sentence.
What I'm saying is this. He's saying that you can attach a positive connotation to anything, right, Leon?
Right. And what I was trying to explain was that, like, when I first heard the term from my grandfather, like, this was, like, in the 80s, at the time, that was a pet name that my grandfather had for my grandmother. So I associated that term with something positive because, you know, I knew that my grandfather was married to my grandmother. So I thought that was like, okay, that's a nice little pet name for your wife. So many years later, you know, as far as like today, the thing is that, and ma'am, I understand what you're saying, that, you know, there to a certain degree, yeah, there are men that use it as a positive term, and I put that like in heavy quotes. But the thing is that, okay, if this wifey is someone that has your back, if this woman is so great, why don't you take it to the next step? Make her your wife.
And I think it may be things that happen. Because I'm going off my own experience. Okay. It may be things that's taking place. It's horrible when you deal with something than a man. You understand? To me, all men cheat. I think all men cheat.
Hold on, wait. You say it's harder for a woman to get over something than a man?
Yeah.
That's 100% wrong. That's 100% wrong.
Let me tell you why, Tina.
Because a man will hold a grudge. Let you go out and get pregnant by somebody else and see if he stays. Because I know plenty of men who've gotten somebody pregnant while they were married and their wife didn't leave. I know plenty of men who got caught cheating on Facebook and their girlfriend stayed. Go ahead, James, and then I'm going to bring in some women.
But with all due respect, now I know you're talking about your grandparents, though, but you did say Jamaicans, and you know they have to have a wife and seven women on the side.
I mean, as far as I know, like, my grandfather was faithful to my grandmother. I mean, like I said, as far as I know, I could be, like, totally
wrong. Pick out the secret. I mean,
I'm sorry, y'all.
But hey, Tommy, can I say this, though, man? All right.
Go ahead.
Because I heard Tina say something, like, earlier. She's talking about, like, he makes a woman get proposed to, and the man may not be where she wants him to be at. But I don't know those women she's talking about, but I got out, so I bet many of them have kids. So my thing is, why, if that person's not where they want to be, why have kids with a person that's not where they want to be at in life?
I agree with you on that one, buddy.
Tina, maybe let's see if Tina got an answer.
Now, wait,
you know what you do?
Yes, I do.
See, Tina got an answer.
I'm trying to break it down for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, he wants to know why. Wait a minute. Hold on. Answer the direct question. Hold on. Tina. Tina, hold on.
Maybe a secret. Guess what? It might be the
okay, y'all. All right. Y'all got to do me a favor. When I ask you a question, you gotta stop for a minute. We gotta listen out for each other because we're trying to have a group discussion. We gotta listen out for each other. I just wanted to know, and maybe I can ask some of the ladies. I'll ask Charlie, Lisa, and Moscato. You're in the line right now. So I want to hear what Scott's got to say. And if you got shit going on in the background, turn it off. Whoever got something in the background, because I'm hearing myself. All right, there you go. It went away. All right. I'll go to Moscato, and then I'll come down to Lisa and then Charlie. Moscato, how do you feel about what Tina was saying?
I don't quite understand what Tina was saying, to be honest with you. She just did not make a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry not to be... You always say whenever you say this, then you... Anyway, I didn't quite understand what she was exactly saying. I just think that, what was she saying?
You
always say, like, don't be rude, but I don't quite... And I'm just like, not to be disrespectful, but I'm just like, what exactly were you saying? I don't understand it.
I think what basically I was saying was the woman is down, she's whatever, she's everything, but there's a lot of things going on that make her not want to, you know, marry that man saying she's been proposed to. And I'm with Tobias on this. I call bullshit. When a man proposes to you,
you don't have to want
theory. A lot of these women that they've been proposed to, and because I'm sick of women telling me I've been engaged several times.
I've been proposed to several times, too, but that means absolutely nothing. Okay?
Yes, it do.
I don't have any rings on my finger, and all those times I've been proposed to, so.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Tommy. You're going to have to give me a medal for being this quiet through all this. I just wanted to know that.
I mean, I didn't understand it, so I'm like, how could I respond to it?
I'm just trying to
give
opinion.
What's
that?
Oh, that's Tina. What they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out.
I was letting another woman speak to hear her opinion also.
Okay, so this asshole girl, what is she? That'll clear it up after what she is.
One at a time.
Yeah, y'all got to go one at a time.
I said the difference basically between is wife and guy. She is the same thing.
Is her phone cutting in and out?
Yeah, her phone's cutting in and out.
I thought that's what it was. Okay, Tina, that's what's happening. Your phone is cutting in and out.
Hey, can I answer my question I asked about the kids?
Well, I'll ask them, the rest of the ladies. We'll go to Moscato, then we'll go down. Moscato, here's the question. You don't have any kids, but he asked a valid question. The question was, why do women have kids by a man that they say they're not quite, you know, in the place where they want to be? If your relationship is not where you want it to be, or that man is not where you want it to be, why are you still bringing a child into the world with that person?
I would try to pose that. Okay, Tina, handle your business, baby.
Yeah, let me let the ladies answer first.
To be honest with you, I think I'm going to be the only one that's capable of answering that question. I don't understand. I don't know. To be honest with you, I can't say I'm perfect. I'm not trying to say that.
You ain't went to the clinic and got one of them motherfuckers knocked out,
tough.
You know.
Yeah, I never been to a campus situation, right. I'm going to thank God to this day that I don't have any kids. But at the same time, I would just say that I'm just based off of what I've been raised and how I've been, you know. I just want to have kids out of wedlock because of the same fact that I just wouldn't want to have to do it alone. So, and I know sometimes there are women that are married alone and they still have to deal with it in the same situation, but it is what it is. But at the same time, I don't know how to explain it.
Hold on now. I'm going to have to stop you then.
I don't even know if it's...
Y'all women doing a horrible job of talking today.
I'm just going to say...
I know they're all just talking and ain't nobody saying nothing.
Hey, I don't even know if it's because of the simple fact where I just don't even know if you can explain it in the same way because there are, like, I got a girlfriend. She's married. I'm just saying, she's married and she's going through the worst situation ever with her ex-husband. So sometimes it's just a risk you have to take.
Hold on, stop.
Okay.
Black people.
Her situation was
horrible. One of them perch meetings when they all just know how much money they need to buy something, but they done talk for 2-3 hours, and at the end of it, the shit still ain't been figured out.
How they get money
to buy something.
Right.
Exactly. That's where we at.
Yeah. So I'm gonna stop it.
Let's ask the other lady.
Because y'all ain't helping us men. Because the men want to hear your reasoning. So I'll go to Charlie and see.
No. Let me say something before you.
I'm going to come back to you. I want you to think about it. Just think.
Yeah, think about it. Think about it.
I'm going to go to Charlie. Okay. Then I want you to think about it. Charlie.
Hey.
You hear what's going on, right? You hear what's going on? I've asked a simple question. And I'll see if you can answer it, because I know you're very thoughtful when you speak. So I'll ask it again.
I'm not even thoughtful.
No, I'm saying, oh, Lord, see? That's why you can't have a conversation with black people at all. Lord,
what do y'all think of single ladies, then? Well, what do y'all think of single ladies?
Wait a minute, Tobias, now, damn it. You ain't going to start
off. No, he on the road. Let him ask him.
I like getting one question answered. People, please. Hello. Why the hell ask a question and say, I got a better one?
Try to get something out of him.
That's like going to the doctor. You done signed up, told the doctor, my motherfucking knee hurt. He bend over to look at your knee, you like, but wait a minute. But wait, it gets worse.
This has been a hard one. I've been gritting my teeth on this one for a while, so come on.
That's
let's
why I'm
get
trying
it,
to let the women answer. You know, at first they told me they weren't getting a chance to answer. So So I'm trying to let him answer. So I'm going to ask Charlie.
He wanted to know
why is it that a lot of women, especially in our culture, will get pregnant by somebody who, if you ask them, they'll say, well, I'm not ready to marry him, he's not ready to marry me, or they'll say, I'm not ready to make a strong commitment because he or me aren't in the place in life where we want to be, but they'll still procreate. Why is that?
Because they get too comfortable, and like the ladies on the chat were earlier saying, you know, you get comfortable, you instead of realizing it and keeping managing what's going on in the relationship as time passes, you know, you get comfortable and lazy, and then even though that man, you know, does not continue to be what you were looking for or expecting, and especially when it comes to he doesn't want to marry you, but you want to get married, and then you stay around. Why? Because you've invested so much of your time and heart, and you think you can change the person, but you can't. And you have to be willing to let things go. Now, Tina said earlier, it's true. There are some relationships where it's long term. They're not married. And they're considered wifey. And she said everybody knows that she's the one, blah, blah, blah. But that everybody also includes less experienced women who don't know that some men will use that term with them to play them. And so they need to understand that there's two sides of that term. If you know that the person you with is there for you, go ahead.
No, you got, and I like one that you listen because you heard somebody else talking. There's a lot of people can't hear nobody else talking when they talk. Their motherfucking mouth working and their ears shut off.
Great response, though.
I actually sat and listened really hard. I listened really hard when Tina was talking.
Thank you.
And the thing is, I just wanted somebody to ask Tina, which nobody did, is what role does she play? That would explain her whole reason for this.
Whoa. She was watching.
Oh, I heard the question.
Clearly.
I heard the question, but we couldn't ask it. I couldn't even ask her to wait a minute.
So, Tina, in the relationship, what are you considered to be?
Hold on.
Ma'am, but I wanted the big wet. The problem came in, I got too many sisters, too many cousins, and too many friends that came in between it. Okay? Me
so
and
he wants
still
to know,
together.
Tina, he
not
wants
together,
to know.
We still together.
Tina.
But at the end of the day, when the shit hit the fan, that's who he is.
Okay, so Tina,
he
hold
can't
on.
Bring no other woman
hold
to
on.
His,
wait.
None
Tina.
Of his people houses. If I come through, everybody know who I be.
So what he's saying is,
all the rest of them was irrelevant. Everybody else was irrelevant. Y'all can't even call his house. Y'all can't even wear his feet. Y'all irrelevant.
You're not supposed to.
Y'all irrelevant.
Tina.
Wow.
When he
not
was asking,
on the phone,
so are you?
Whether he's hurt or whatever, he's hollering my name.
Y'all are making me so difficult.
When he there. Wow.
That makes it so difficult for me just to have an after show. One, it's almost like I'm not moderating this show. It's like it's 9 moderators.
Sound like a you're doing a good job, though, Tommy. You're doing a good job, though, Tommy.
Yes, you are.
Very good job.
I feel like the space shuttle of NASA, this is challenging, and it's about to explode.
Whoa.
No, you're doing a good job, Tom.
All right, James, since you said I did a good job, I'm going to go to you, and then I'm going to go back to Moscato because I know one of the things is she thought that I was saying she wasn't thoughtful, but if you listen to what Charlie said, that was the answer I was thinking that you would give when someone says, why do they do an act that would typically not get them where they want to be, and they know it up front before they do it. The answer to it is simple. You get lazy. It's just like people talk about like love at first sight, and we try to poo-poo it. You typically know if you want to be with somebody at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is most people end up being together due to time that has passed. A lot of people will still be in relationship with motherfuckers they knew weren't the type of person to be with, but because they've been together so long, they get comfortable and they get lazy. Go ahead, James.
Oh, what was the question, Tom? I'm sorry.
No, I just thought you were trying to elaborate on what the young lady said when she said about, you know, hey, they get to the point where they just get comfortable. This wifey thing has a, she explained, wifey has a two side, it's two sides of a coin. Yes, you could try to call it positive, and like she said, she knew some people like Tina, but then there was a opposite side to it of women who aren't very intelligent, who don't know that this word can have two meanings, and they are fooled by the word when they're called it.
Okay. I think she made a very great, valid point on that, because I personally thought that the word wifey was a good thing, too. I don't go out and just use the word wifey to women, but, you know, I didn't know that there was a negative side of it. I honestly thought that was a positive thing. That in my thinking, I mean, I don't know if it's an opinion or a fact, the word wifey and what it means. So, but I would just think my personal appearance, opinion, I felt like the wifey was, this is someone that's not my wife, but potentially can be my wife. Now, there's another opinion or fact that I would like to know what it is, because I would hate to be misleading people.
But you're right. Let me go back to Moscato, and then I'm going to come back to Tobias. But I'm going to go to Moscato right quick. Moscato, do you understand now what she was saying about how, you know, if you're going to, you're going to answer the question of why, whether you've done it or not. Like you said, you've been put in a position where you could have gotten caught up. What put you in that position? And she said it's usually comfort and just laziness. What do you think?
I mean, like I told you, the only time I ever heard wifey, for the most part, came from a man. I never heard wifey come from a woman. So, I'm not trying to say that women are not responsible or accountable for being part of that whole situation, but at the same time, I just never heard that come from a woman. I only heard that come from a man. And I think, and someone said, like, it's a term of a endearment, and yes, that may be the case, but I've never looked at it like you can't call me wifey and I'm not your wife, or you're not even saying I'm going to be your wife anytime in the future. So to me, it's just stupid.
Ever called you that?
No, I've never heard it. I never heard it, and I'm honestly saying I never heard a man call me, you my wife. So,
well, I can believe it. I've never used it for the woman.
Yeah, but I might be looking at his cell phone under your name contact. It says wifey. Hey,
I don't know. If, like I said, the only thing I know is the only thing I remember is if it's ever come from, it was from a man. I never heard it come from a woman, especially in my age group. So that's all I got to say.
Well, y'all probably tell
came from anybody,
right?
A man.
Now, what's a boo? That's just a boyfriend? Because I'll call a girl. That's my girlfriend.
A boo? Oh, you a boo. Yeah. I mean, people say boo just to say boo. But, you know.
Anytime I've been booed, it's been when I was on stage.
I was like, a boo? Nah. When it comes from a woman, boo is every man. It's like, come on now, boo. Like, boo, really. It's how they say it.
It's how you say boo.
The way I look at it is the same way a man would say wifey, like, you know, because I'd be like, boo, come on now, boo. You're like, seriously, boo, are you tripping? Then another woman, but in another sense, they can be like, boo, are you my boo? So I think it's just, it's crazy, it's stupid, but it's one of those words that we kind of adopted, and that's just what we say. So we just be like, boo, okay, oh, boo, boo. So that's how you say it. Like, nigga, a bitch.
Sound like the friend zone to me.
Hey, you know,
Tommy,
what,
like,
Moscato said, long as you know, though, that it's just boo,
right.
And as
right.
long as you know that it's just that, it's all
boo.
Good.
Mm-hmm. That's my boo. I love you, boo.
It sounds like a friend zone.
It sounds
like a friend zone line to me.
Okay, so I like what Charlie just said. As long as you know then the situation or the word or whatever it is you're doing or whatever it is you're in isn't bad because you know. Like, there's an episode of Nip Tuck where this man tried to make this girl feel bad by putting a bag over her head and then fucking her. He literally put a paper bag over her head.
Oh, my God.
Well, she came back to him and told him, you can't make me feel bad with this bag over my head. She said, when I was crying, I wasn't crying because I felt bad. She said, I'm crying because that's the first time in my life I'd ever had an orgasm. So if you ever need somebody to just screw again, I'll bring the bag. You just call me.
Remember that?
And now, wait a minute. Let me tell you why. That's why I was saying about this wifey thing. If you are this person and it is what you want to be and it's not what you have settled for, because I think that's what a lot of these women were saying earlier, that these people will settle for this term because that's all they can get. The problem is there are people in life, like have any of you guys ever heard the term the world needs ditch diggers?
Yep. We need ditch diggers and poor people.
Yes. Well, there will be people who will have to perform these tasks. Not everybody can be a wife. The numbers on the planet show that somebody, even if everybody paired up, somebody wouldn't have somebody. So now the question becomes, some people are just comfortable not being somebody's actual wife. Marriage isn't for everyone. Angelina Jolie does not want to be married.
I don't think Brad Pitt could plan either.
Exactly.
You know what, Tommy? I'll say this. He's coming to me anyway. But the thing is about the settling thing. Let's be honest. This whole settling thing, when they talk about I just want to be a wife, that's the biggest oxymoron I've heard in my life. Because every damn girl out there wants to be Cinderella's wife set by Prince Charles. So,
no, but they don't, though. That's wait a minute. But to say that discounts gay women. Queen Latifah never wanted to be Prince. Queen Latifah never wanted to be Snow White.
My bad.
She wanted to be the prince.
Cobra Commander. Oh, my bad. She wanted to be Cobra Commander or Megatron. My bad.
That's what I'm saying. So not everybody. I don't believe every woman is monolithic. Yeah, I don't believe all women want the same thing. I don't. I don't believe every woman wants to be married.
But I'm going to be honest. A lot of these girls, that's a fantasy. And you can tell by, like, how when they showed the royal wedding, how many women panties got in a bunch. Oh, I want that. I like that. But the thing is, a lot of women do settle because the whole part of the myth is part of that whole no good black man myth, in my opinion. Two, they probably got beaten down by their mamas that ain't good enough. And that's a lot of factors involved with that. A lot of times they feel like they, like the woman, like the lady said, that they invested so many time. Because I hear women all the time say,
well,
that's
going to go down like that. It's a very small percentage of where I'm from.
Man.
Men, if they're not with their women, they take good, very good care of their children. You see them with their kids. Maybe they're not with the mother no more, but they do their kids. These,
but you
I know girls that,
that
do very well. But that's why when they talk about their small
kids, can I say some
right.
point? Can I say some point, please? Can I say some point, please? I ain't saying nothing about raising kids. So, gosh. But anyway, what I was saying was, is that a lot of times they do feel, because I feel like a lot of women, you hear them say when they break up, well, I was with her 5 years. I wasted 5 years of my life, for example. Because a lot of women felt like they wasted their time with that guy and they will stay with that guy because they felt like they invested that time with him. And, you know, a lot of women, and a lot of women do feel that biological clock say, like, damn, I may be too old. Trust me, I know because I date a lot of women and I got female friends. And one time I had a chick tell me straight up. She said, if she dated a guy for a year and he had said, hey, I don't want to be with you no more, just being straight up, not cheating on her, she felt like she wasted her time, even though he was honest about,
hey,
I don't want to do this anymore. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? Are you with someone?
Fuck no, I do not want to be with anybody.
Are you serious about that when you say that?
What's that?
Are you serious about that when you say that?
Oh, I'm very serious. I had opportunities to get married, but I don't want to get married to the laws, and I don't want a serious relationship right now. There's no reason to be in a relationship while I'm in the military.
So you're not looking for a serious relationship?
I don't want one. And that's how I've been. I ain't had a relationship in years. I don't want one. I don't want kids. I really don't want to get married. So, hey, that's my life, and I'm very happy. I don't have to pay no child support. I don't have no alimony to pay. I'm living a pretty good life.
I mean, but besides the child support, because child support is totally different. I mean, you can be married without having child support. My sister's been married 10 years, and they don't
can't
have
be married without having
no child
support if you got kids.
Yeah, so I'm just saying. My sister's been married for 10 years, and she don't have any kids with her husband. They never been married they're married, but they never had any kids. So I'm just asking you.
Personally, I feel like I get nothing out of being married. I feel like there's no incentive for me to get married right now, honestly. And I feel like I'm getting nothing out of it. Why the hell am I going to waste any woman's time? I tell a woman straight up, I don't want no relationship. I just want sex. And you know how many of them will be down for it and then try to change the rules of engagement a month later and then want to blame me? You know?
So do you tell every woman that you're dating about this?
Oh, I really don't date that much because I feel like if I'm just screwing a woman, why waste good money?
Oh. So then you're pretty much honest about every woman that you go out with, that it's just about sex and nothing else?
All right, y'all want to exchange numbers because I'm waiting on this to go to a question.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah,
it ain't going
to
a question. It sounds like y'all on the dating game at this point.
Because the thing is, the reason I want to be honest is because she can't say I lied to her. She can't say I'm one of those dudes out there lie to women. If she don't like it, tough. There are plenty more that are willing to do it.
I appreciate that, Tobias. That's what's up.
I think and my point was, Tommy, was if you're honest about the whole situation, then okay.
But he kept saying that from the beginning. He kept saying, I'm honest. I don't want this, and I tell him. And you were like, so you don't want? And he's like, yep, I don't want it.
No, that's not
like,
what
so
he
you
said.
Don't want
I asked a question, and he answered it.
We'll ask him then. We'll ask him then, since I'm lying. Tobias, did you not keep repeating yourself?
Oh, I did. Trust me. We already know what women you got to repeat yourself.
Of course he's going to say he did.
He drove his point home, honey.
Thank you.
And I sure appreciate it. I do.
If y'all don't understand, nothing that bothers me when I do what I do, I will say something to somebody, and they will say, if I didn't have y'all here, me and the person would be arguing that I'm making up stuff, that he didn't get it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, everybody else is listening to it, and like, this person's repeating this question. It's kind of like if you tell your girlfriend, you know, last night I was out with the fellas, and I stayed out all night, and I stayed with Mike, and she says, so it wasn't no phone around? Nope, I was out all last night and I stayed out with Mike. So you couldn't get nobody to call? No, because I was out all night and I stayed over at Mike's house. So you're like, I'm still saying the same shit. You can't stop me from saying it. I refuse to change my story. And that's what was happening with him, and that's why I jumped in and I said, okay, either y'all exchange numbers or we move on to something else. Because there's got to be a lead into something, even if you're trying to say, these questions mean this. And this is where we messed up at the beginning when we got married.
I don't think I did that, but okay.
But I'm saying they do. If you don't think so, that's the thing with communication. And it's the most difficult thing about having communication, especially between black men and black women. If you got 9 people saying, this is what you did, and you keep saying, well, I don't think I did that.
There's not 9 people in a relationship.
Yeah, that's the problem. See, when you don't have 9 people in a relationship, it's just you and that other person, and they always got to convince you that you did something, that relationship is horrible. Because if you don't ever want to realize that you did something, if every time they tell you, well, baby, you've asked that question a lot of times, I keep asking the same way, no, I didn't, well, then it's just contentious from that point on. Either that dude's got to sit there and keep listening to you over answer a question, or he's going to shut you down and you're going to feel shut down. But nobody's going to be happy. This is why black relationships need counseling. This is why I tell all black people, y'all need to stand in front of some other people when y'all talk. The biggest problem with most people, like you said, it's a one-on-one discussion. And you ain't going to win that discussion with a black woman. I'm sorry. And most black men will tell you, it is very difficult to have a discussion with somebody that refuses to admit I made a mistake.
Yeah, my mom.
But there are women, and I'll ask Charlie. Charlie, have you been? I've had so many women who say I don't get along with other black women for that same issue.
You know, the yes and no. I just feel like when you want to be a better person,
amen,
period. And I'm outspoken, and I'm kind of, you know, my personality, I'm kind of assertive and passionate. And so sometimes, you know, if you do go over and other people don't get a chance. But as you learn yourself, if you want to improve, you start hearing, and you said it, what other people keep saying. Everybody's not wrong. So even though in your heart of hearts you know what you meant or what you that wasn't your intention, what you have to realize that it's being perceived that way. So I had to realize that, and I had to, you know, say, okay, go ahead. I had to say, if I'm being perceived that way, wasn't my intention, then I'm miscommunicating. So I understand I see where she was going, but at the same time, I was waiting for him to say something different, but he didn't. I really was, but he didn't. I'm like, okay, but honestly, though, Tobias, as a woman, I am divorced now. But being out there on that dating scene, really, I appreciate that. I'd rather you come to me just like that, and I could be like, peace. That's what's up. Peace out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking for something different. So
let me tell you what.
I wasn't even asking for anything different, though. I was just asking a question. So I was just
no. I know
where he was coming from.
See, that's
so
what
I mean
when you're doing that. Do you understand what you just did?
That's the way he felt, like, you know.
No.
Yeah.
Do you understand what you just did? Just right there. She said, from listening to your questions to him, that she was waiting on him to say something different. And you said, yeah, but I wasn't expecting anything different. She didn't say what you were expecting. She didn't say what you were asking. She was saying from watching the tennis match, she was expecting a different. She was expecting him not to backhand. And all he kept doing was backhanding. He didn't. He didn't volley. He just kept backhanding. Everyone in his
I didn't ask him the backhand. I mean, I didn't ask him because
didn't say you
what
did. What she was saying was what she saw.
No, because I thought maybe he would at least maybe adjust
exactly.
And say, as one day I might want to get married.
I might ask, right?
Exactly. But he didn't. I was like, okay, you
yes.
do not want to. But you know what? That's really something, though. Like he said, I believe he says this to women, and I believe they don't even hear it, and then get twisted.
And that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, that's
and
crazy.
I was agreeing with him, because I remember when I put up a post last night on Facebook, and all I said was, I went out with this chick, took her clothes off, she had saggy titties and stretch marks on her stomach, and I wasn't interested. These women went off. They got upset. They got upset when I say that. They get upset if I say I don't date women with kids. And I keep thinking, this is why all you meet are liars. This one girl put on her page, dark-skinned girls are beautiful too. And I put underneath her post, I said, if you have to tell people that you're beautiful, you're probably not.
Ooh.
You should not have to convince people to like you. If I don't like fat people, there's nothing wrong with it. If this man don't want a relationship, I've told plenty of girls that. Literally got into, we just going to be fucking. 3 weeks later, if they say, why don't we go out for dinner, and I say, I'm not interested in that. All we were doing was fucking. They'll get mad and say, I ain't shit. But I've been saying the same thing for 3 weeks. I've had discussions with girls that I'm dating who literally have told me a week after telling me that our situation was okay, a week later telling me they thought I would do something different. Well, I thought by now we'd be doing, why did you think that? And that's the scary part about it, is that communication is so horrible amongst us. That's why even when I ask this simple question of wife versus wifey, do y'all understand that this whole show is only about communication? It's about one person hearing the word and knowing what it means. And all of you ladies have been able to say this same thing. That basically men are able to get over on y'all using these words because you either don't know what they mean or you want them to mean more than what they mean. And that is sad. What's up, John?
Hey, now. Interesting. When you think about it, why is it that we can't just say something and mean it? I mean, Tobias has been, since I've been listening to your show for months now, Tobias has been on that same thing. You know, he's been consistent through any show that has come up that's deal with a kind of relationship. He has always said, I'm not getting married. I'm having fun the way things are. I don't know why. I mean, it's been the same thing every show, so I don't know.
Because, like, your discussion with, let me ask you something. Your discussion with Tobias would be really short from all the times you've listened to the show. You wouldn't have to ask him 9 different ways to make sure that he really just wants to be by himself.
I get it. I dated this girl, and she told me, and you got to respect that. She told me I could never have children because I'm too selfish and I don't want to have to share my man with no one. Now, some people got mad at her for saying it, but I respected her for saying that because
the truth.
She was being honest. She was being honest with herself and honest with, you know, me or whoever else was thinking about, well, if I get this chick, I want to have kids with her. She made it perfectly clear. Now, how could you not respect that?
Yeah, and somebody just wrote a second ago about interrogation. Once you keep asking somebody the same thing after they say, I'm not looking for it, it sounds like an interrogation. If you notice, most men don't do that. Go out on a date with a first date with a woman. Whatever she says, you just take it. Do you want kids? No. Why? I don't really like kids. All right, you move on to another question. Ask a woman that. Let a woman ask you that, and she say, do you want kids? No. Why? I don't really want people. Well, what about in 5 years? Well, what'll happen if you ask her? I mean, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, maybe 5 years, maybe I will decide I want. But let me come to you and say that instead of you trying to drag it out of me. I might not be the same person I am 5 years from now. Tobias might not be the same person he is 5 years from now. But let him come to you and get you to understand he's not the same person instead of you trying to find out why
he's
not.
You know what it's like, though? It seems like they're trying to find at least one chink in the armor. That's the only reason you would keep asking somebody. That's why the person called it interrogation.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to find a crack somewhere. Because you believe this crack is there, and you're going to make it appear. I mean, but a woman finds it irritating if she tells a man, I'm not interested, I got a man, and his ass keeps saying, well, what happened if your man fall out of an airplane? I mean, would you still not give me a shot?
They'd be like, fuck you, nigga. You know what they say.
You're getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Deal with the fact that I told you I got a man. Stop there.
Yeah.
And
you got to decide. You got to decide whether you're going to deal with that situation the way it is or you're going to move on. That's all you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep sticking and nagging at somebody, man, is not going to help the situation. Because if anything, you're pushing them further away.
It's going
to
make them lie to you.
I wanted him to feel that way. I'm really not going to feel that way now because you keep bugging the hell out of me about it.
Mm-hmm. That or it's going to make them lie to you. To shut you up sometimes, and men have done it. Tobias, have you ever done it? Actually just said something to a woman to shut up.
Yeah.
And then she'll be,
okay,
and then she'll be mad at you later and say that you lied.
I think that's what Moscato was trying to get to, though. I think that was kind of where she was going, you know, where if you're not honest with women, sometimes they get caught up. And that's why. But I did see where she was going, but
I
get there with Tobias.
I respect her. And you know what, though, Tommy? I'll be honest because, you know, y'all know I'm getting out of the Air Force in 2 years. You know, hey, I'm tired of making peanuts. I'm going to use my HR degree. And I'll be in transition in different career trying to build that back up. If I even wanted to get married, what sense would it make for me to even get married or have a kid if I'm in transition trying to build myself back up again?
Good point. I don't care if you get married either, why not?
I would feel you about the idea of marriage isn't, and that's why I was trying to stop you, Tobias.
Ain't everybody.
And Tobias, well, let me say this. This is what really bothers me, ladies and gentlemen. And Charlie, you do a good job, whether I agree or disagree. Tobias, the first half, I was disagreeing with you 100% when you kept saying women do this, and we weren't arguing, or you didn't put your ass on your shoulder, or it became, oh, now we ain't friends, because he's saying, well, that ain't true. It's very difficult, ladies, if someone says something to you, and all of a sudden your jolly leaves because they don't agree with you.
No, I was fine, actually, Tommy.
She was talking to a point.
Yes, I was talking to him. I had no animosity against him at all. I was just trying to understand where he was coming from.
Oh,
so
I didn't say you had animosity.
He didn't want to be married. That's fine. He didn't want any girlfriend, committed relationship. That was fine with me, too.
No, I didn't say you had animosity.
I was just trying to understand why.
No,
and
I didn't say you had animosity. Towards him.
Maybe,
correct me if I'm wrong, maybe because a lot of ladies might used to hearing that from a guy. Am I right or wrong?
I'm trying to understand is where you coming from.
Yeah.
I see, that's what I was saying, but I expect you to say something different. I thought that you would even say, well, right now this is how I feel, you know, but in the future. But as it really
I didn't get
like
the opportunity to say that.
Right,
so.
Right.
No, she said that
I did not say any of that. I was asking him.
See that, y'all, see that? Let me try this again with me. What Charlie was saying was she thought that Tobias was going to eventually say that, and he didn't. Am I right, Charlie?
Right. And
damn
I think
it.
She,
I hate
she
being right when somebody keeps on
again.
Doing that. That's the pissed off part. And eventually you should stop talking. If you keep being wrong, that's what makes me mad. There is no reason for people to keep talking if they're wrong. Last time I checked, when I was in class and I raised my hand and tell the teacher, I know what you was gonna say. And she said, "Fine, answer the question." And I answered, "I'm wrong."
Someone else,
I wouldn't
know
do
what
it again.
Say if I'm the one who's saying it.
I didn't say you were saying it. That's the point. I was saying
okay.
That Charlie was saying it. If you listen, everybody else got it, but you. That's what I meant by having your ass on your shoulder. When you get your ass on your shoulder, you don't hear. Just like the other woman who was talking. Every time you get a black woman to the point where she pissed or you didn't agree with her, she just talked.
I'm not pissed because, to be honest with you, I'm not dating Tobias. So I really can care less
The point had anything to do with Tobias. The point had something to do with communication. And communication would be just like how I'm still yelling right now, yet when you spoke,
I
was able to
yelling.
Stop. See that? See that? Y'all see what just happened?
And that's why.
But she won't say it. The damn thing wrong with it.
And that's why
she won't say there's a damn thing wrong with that.
And that's why we lack in communication right now.
Okay.
That's a
so
shame.
Why is that?
You don't want to hear it?
Because I understand.
All right, kids, we always end on a good note.
Let me hear. Can I hear what she says?
No, because I understand what TJ was saying, and it's been like that, you know, since we've been talking about this subject. We argue and we don't get the facts straight.
And what all I was saying was, I was
can
raising my voice. I was yelling my ass
about
off.
It because I can't believe.
I was arguing, I was yelling my ass off. Yet when you spoke, I was able to stop.
And that reason.
Point. I heard someone else speaking. I'm not talking to myself.
Somebody's in a brawl over there.
Yeah, it is. Somebody. Even that. How was able to stop and hear that? You can't always speak to just hear yourself. I don't understand why people don't use their ears. And you're exactly right, Lisa. I ask people all the time, whether they're talking to me on my page or they're talking to me on real life. I don't care about how you deliver it to me. If there's some truth
and
facts.
I wasn't talking to you, though, Tommy.
I'm not talking,
I was not talking to you. I was not talking to you. I asked the question to Tobias. So that's what I'm trying to understand. Where does all this come from, the way you got an attitude where I asked the question to somebody else?
I didn't have an attitude because you asked the question. Never mind. I'm done. Everybody else gets it but one
done.
Person. I'm done. Everybody else gets it but one person. Like you said, see how I done? See how I done? I mean,
crazy.
If you're not listening, that's scary.
I am listening.
telling you you're not listening. No, you're not. Because
I
a common
know, because
sense person. Wait a minute.
So I'm trying to ask somebody
common,
else what they feeling like.
If you got common sense, if everybody else said you're not hearing, you'd stop and say, what am I not hearing? You wouldn't keep on talking.
I'm asking what I'm not hearing. But you keep talking.
This person
so I'm
just gave you a
from
Lisa
okay. what she's
Lisa,
hearing, and you
say
didn't
it again,
let her
Lisa.
Finish.
She didn't hear when you were talking quietly and nobody was speaking. So say it again, Lisa.
Well, the reason why we have a lack of communication, because we always argue to see what's right and what's wrong, and we're not, you know, getting the facts straight.
Somebody just wrote that. Everybody can hear what this person's doing but this person, and they have no intention of trying to change it. That's scary. I would eventually stop if everybody around me was seeing what I couldn't see. It'd be like a blind person walking into a room and they're telling you, there's a tiger in here. You stop and ask somebody to direct you because you know at that point you're blind. You wouldn't keep on saying, I don't see shit. You'd understand you don't see shit because you are blind. You need to be directed at a certain point. I don't know. I guess that's how I was able to get through school and get that 14 SAT. Because when I didn't know, I stopped. I didn't keep talking. It to me is very difficult. Once I get something wrong, I get scared because I don't like being wrong. I said at the beginning of the show, I hate being wrong. And once you catch me in a lie or catch me in I said something wrong, I shut up. Haven't y'all noticed people are able to call in the show and tell me I'm wrong, and I feel bad, but I let them talk at that point. I don't want to be an ass. Speaking of ass, I'll see y'all ass on Saturday.
See you later,
good
man.
No, but seriously, people.